This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
I think. Kip! Kip! Kip, when you grow up, you can be anything in the world you want to be. True! You can be a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, president of the United States of America, even a superhero. Wouldn't that be great, kid? Be a fucking superhero? Yeah! If you could be a superhero, who would you be? Would you be Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman for some of the guys in the back? I don't know. Or you could make up one of your very own. Let's do that right now. Come on, kid. I'll get you started. Make up some fucking superhero. Just let me think of one here. If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Now, kid, sometimes criminals want you to be a criminal. They offer you things like drugs and alcohol, but we know to just say no, right? Drunk motherfuckers. Except for the old stone table right here. Me too. What was I singing? Pretend drugs and alcohol are bad, okay? A public service announcement from Stephen. If I could be a superhero, I would be drug-free boy, telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I'd take all those junkies getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burned them alive, I would squeal with joy, 'cause I would be drug-free boy.
You dude, he gets right to the fucking point. No lasso or jet or whatever, it's just fuck you. Okay, put the time on. Anybody else?
Butt sex man!
A butt sex man! Sir? Are you butt sex man? You're lucky it's dark out here. God, you know, I'm thinking that would be the most effective superhero ever. Just take this TV. Hey, what the? It burned! the lube. Ah. Oh, fuck sex, man. Well, that's a great superhero, man. Very good, kid. Anybody else? Valtrex, man? Isn't that the herpes medicine? Notice how no one went, yes, it is! You take it doses. It's like 3 every 6 hours. I've said too much. I am Valtrex, man. Oh, that's fucking gross. Can you imagine him walking around the Justice League? Like, hey, Superman! Hey, whoa! Oozing the pus of justice across America. Stop. Kids, these are wonderful superheroes. Pussy Man. I am Pussy Man! Sir, I'm going to let you in a little secret. There's already a Pussy Man. Mild-mannered singing comedian by day. Puss Hound by night. I'm just kidding. Or do you mean literally Pussy Man? Like a big, just a pussy in a cape. Thwarting crime with my labia majora of justice. But there's 3 to 7 days out of the month I won't work. If you could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with 3 kids and no job to run off to Hawaii with a doctor named Bob. You could skin them and drain them of blood so they die, especially that motherfucker Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Or then you would be Pussy Man. Or then you would be Valtrex Boy. Or then you would be Butt Sex Dude. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me. Fuck you guys. Thank you!
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Ah, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. You could never be stocked up enough on crazy. How's everyone doing out there? Myself, I'm feeling pretty good, and so are my other 12 personalities. What do you say? What do you say? Let's get ready to play.
I believe every word that man just said, because it's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Right on. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. I'm at your disposal 24/7 at therockincomedyshow.com. That's right, rockincomedyshow.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on MySpace every once in a while. I don't know. MySpace, it was very dominant there for quite some time, and now it's just there if I'm bored. But you can find me there. You can email me, crazyjcomic.com. That's crazyjcomic.com. That's right. You can call us. You can do all kinds of stuff. 24/7. You can listen to the show anytime you want. There's some good ones up there. So go relive those. Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J, and the show does come to you each and every week from the padded walls of the Korean taco plant up here.
This place smells like shit.
No, it smells like Korean tacos, if you pay attention. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant in the Neon City, where we overlook the Neon City. I mean, we're 44 floors up, so we have a pretty good view of Neon City and Dumpster 3.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Shh, I'll be quiet. We are broadcasting the Rockin' Comedy Show, so let's fire up the transmitter and get ready to show you why, my friends. To show you why it's called the Rockin' Comedy Show. There are several reasons. There are several ingredients you need to have to make it the Rockin' Comedy Show. One, you gotta have me. That's right, I'm the host. Gotta have me. This week on the show, we'll be doing an interview with Danielle Thrush. We introduced her music to you last week on the show, so she's going to be calling in. She's going to talk to us about her music, and we're going to find out a little bit more about her. Also on the show, coming up here in the studio, two very nice people, Joe Seiko and Julie Gold. They wrote and starred in a movie, a little independent film called Don't Cry, that's going to be coming out. I've posted the trailer a few times up on Facebook, so you might have seen it. It's pretty interesting. It's very vague about what the movie is about. We're going to talk to them and find out about them and the movie and all that good stuff. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got celebrity crank calls. You guys like those. We've got the news. We've got some music to get to. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe it, I'll wait. Hold on. Just get ready for it. There's the news. There's the celebrity prank calls. There's the rocket music. There's the laughter. What else? And you got the host. And I said there's all these ingredients that you need to have to make the show what it is. Like if you're cooking the perfect recipe or cooking meth, you have to have that one ingredient that puts it all together. That ingredient here on the Rockin' Comedy Show is Mad Mike.
We never should have had to hide our arrangements.
My balls itch.
Man, what else is there?
I have a horrid bruise on my spine.
Yeah?
I'm trying to wash my dog and I sat up too fast. Got the faucet right in
the
lower
back.
That
sounds kind of personal. You injured yourself washing your dog.
I really did, dude. I really did. I christened my new home by fucking almost killing myself in the bathtub. It's pretty. It kind of looks like the Vicks Vapor Rub symbol, only on my. It's like my tramp stamp, only it's a bruise with a blood mark trickling down my spine. What's new with you?
We got Showbuzz and Stars.
What's that?
Tomorrow, Martin and Andrew. We've accomplished what they wanted us to do. Fill 25 seats for this bus, which is great because there's five people who. Have paid to do this event, so they're gonna have one hell of a party.
Oh my, there's only five people that have paid,
and the rest is all Rockin' Comedy Show listener party.
We're just making this.
So we're gonna have this huge banner on the side, our huge banner on the side of the bus, and it's gonna be great.
Hopefully, those five people have such a great time, they'll go out and tell their other buddies.
Well, they probably will, because they're gonna think that bus is like that
all the time,
and the bus isn't. It goes down several months a year because of the weather.
Right.
And we did it recently with Rabbi and Alexis and Krista. We were all on there. We went seeing the Fab Four Live, and then we hopped on the bus afterwards. And no offense to Showbuzz of the Stars, because I love it. It's fun. We always have a good time when we do it. World's shittiest Elvis impersonator.
Why, was he dead?
That would have actually improved it. Because he was so bad when we got on the bus, I thought he was supposed to be Wayne Newton.
Do you know Donkey Shane?
Yeah, he was like, are we going to do any requests tonight? I'm like, well, can you do Donkey Shane? He goes, I'm Elvis. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
right. Like, and he was really, really tan. Like, Elvis has never been tan. Like it. And he was just, and his sideburns were drawn in, but they started up here. And like I know on radio it doesn't work, but Mike can
above
see
his
it.
Eyebrows.
But yeah, and he cuts his hair really weird into the pompadour shape, but it was stuck straight up like something
about Mary.
Yeah. And then he proceeds to talk that, oh, I do marriages at the Graceland Wedding Chapel. Well, that's where Brendan Paul works.
Right.
So he owns
awesome.
He owns that.
He is awesome.
And I was like, oh, so you know Brendan Paul? He goes, yeah, we go way back. We're good friends. Next day, I called Brendan, and I was like, hey.
You know this dude?
I was on Show Elvis to the Stars last night, and I saw the world's shittiest Elvis impersonator. I go, he was even wearing a black and silver shiny suit, and Elvis never wore that. It's not even close to anything Elvis would wear. And he was like, oh, no, I know who you're talking about. He goes, we had to fire that guy. And I was lying, and he was creeping people out. And I go, yeah, he's pretty creepy. And then he goes, yeah, we're on the bus. We go all the way down to Fremont Street. I'm doing like 22 songs. He goes, that's a freaking concert. Like, I go, don't let him fool you, Elvis. I said, there's like 10 songs he didn't know. Yeah, like he messed up Suspicious Minds, one of Elvis's biggest songs.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, we'll get back to that one.
Isn't the Suspicious Minds was all very superstitious?
No, that's Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
No, isn't that Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, didn't Elvis do that song?
No.
Suspicious Mind?
Well, Alexis thought it was called Suspicious Lies.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, he's like, any requests? He goes, Suspicious Lies? He goes, you mean Suspicious Mind?
At least he got that right.
Yeah, at least he knew it. Yeah, he got that part of the song right. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
And he found out that we were doing the listener party. He goes, oh, that'd be really fun to do. I go, yeah, we got Martin Andrew.
Sorry, dude.
We've already booked it. So he's, Martin, he's really looking forward to it.
You know what I like about Martin? Nothing.
He knows that, too.
Well, I like Martin. He's a cool cat.
Your dog is, like, going freaking ape shit over there.
He wants his Funyuns so bad. But he can't have it.
So on the show today, your guest is going to be calling in.
Danielle Thrush.
We played some of her stuff last week. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking with her, hopefully playing some more stuff. Mm-hmm. You left the studio last week and didn't leave me with her music, so.
My bad.
I was like, oh, well.
We'll play some more stuff.
We got halfway there.
Yeah. Halfway there. Also, later in the show, we're going to make some mud babies.
Is that a how-to?
No, you have it on the itinerary.
Oh, no, that wasn't for the show.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I saw that.
That was something completely different.
I was like, I wonder how we're going to do that. No, okay.
Right, how-to. How to make a mud baby.
How to make a mud baby. Tonight at 11.
But also tomorrow after we finish with Show Bus, we actually go to the bar where we finish up our party.
Drink
specials. It's on Cheyenne and Rainbow.
It is on Cheyenne and Rainbow. Mm-hmm. That's what I said to somebody. I just guessed.
Yeah, you just guessed.
I did. I really did. I honestly guessed. He was all, where is it? I was like, Cheyenne. And I didn't want him to think that it was like on the other side of Rainbow, because one side of Rainbow is pretty trashy.
Right.
The other side of Rainbow is really nice. It was like Cheyenne.
Well, which is a good reason why the bar is called Choices, because you could choose what side of the town, side of town you want to be on. But it's going to be cool. We're going to, we got some drink and food specials going on all night. Dave and Doug from OMT Entertainment is going to be doing their karaoke rock band stuff. We've got some competitions.
Oh, yeah?
We got some Fab Four live tickets we're giving away for the person that can form the best Beatles rock band. We haven't done that before. And we're going to give away some Disneyland tickets, Michael John tickets, for Hypnosis Unleashed.
You're supposed to be here.
He's not going to make it today.
Of course not. He's too busy trying on his douche outfit.
The amazing thing about Michael John is we go and see him last week, and he's like, so, when can I be on the show? I'm like, Sunday? He goes, I might be out of town. And he goes, well, it looks like I'm going to be here. And I go, so we'll see you. We're going to come on down tonight?
Nothing.
Douchebag.
We could have made you famous. We could have completely skyrocketed your career tonight.
If you're listening. Which he does.
He better.
He does.
He's got to get, he's got to know what a good show is like.
Maybe that's why he went to Anthony Cool's show the other night.
Did he really? Oh!
Let me see what he's doing over there.
Oh, you actually hypnotized them? Dang. I know there's something wrong.
We
love you, Michael John.
So anyway, we have some cool prizes that we're going to be giving away at the event.
Nice. You know, I have some underwear with holes in it that I honestly don't need anymore.
In your case, you could probably really give them away. Everybody wants you to, always be in your underwear.
I know. I don't know what that's all about.
These are Mad Mike underwear. Oh, we have like a silent auction.
That'd be hilarious. New here, three peanuts. Three peanuts for once. Go twice. Nine peanuts.
We are actually going to try and set up the recording equipment to record from the bus. Good. So we'll have that.
Oh, but just so you guys know, Choices is not a gay bar, okay? It sounds like one. It's not.
It straight up sounded like a gay bar. That's why you said it was next to Balls Deep.
Yeah, next to Balls Deep. What would Choices be next to? I don't know. A place called Maybe.
Fresh and Easy.
Fresh and Easy.
But anyway, so that's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna actually have the whole thing videotaped on HD style camera. Gonna be cool.
Why not?
I just can't wait. The five people that actually paid to be on the bus, I can't wait to have them go, what is going on? Because it's going to be loud and just crazy.
We should just stand and stare at them and be like,
like, not even do anything. Just sit there. And it'll even disturb Martin.
Yeah, don't do anything.
Yeah, we don't participate. We just...
He's like, Mike, get up here. Do something. I'll be like, no.
He's like, mind your business.
Yeah. Entertain me, Rod.
Just sit there and just not do anything.
Yeah. I keep telling him to do the same song over and over again.
Have a request? Yeah, I would like to hear Tonight Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hear Tonight Tonight.
Well, I just played it. Well, we'd like you to do
it again.
All
you did
up.
It so shitty the first time. We think if we
figure
like
by the time you get all the way down to Fremont Street, you'll have it.
Yeah, you'll at least have done it once enough to impress us.
Right.
And then you could start Hot Legs.
On the way back.
On the way back.
On the return trip, it's Hot Legs. On the way up, it's Tonight Tonight. Tonight. But it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward. It's going to be amazing. And then May 1st, we have our next listener party at in Paris, California, the race.
Right. I need to see what I can do. My schedule's so messed up right now, man.
Yeah, yours and mine.
I know, dude.
Yours and mine both.
So I don't know. We definitely want to get out there for those people who are listening. But if we don't get down there, it's pretty much because you're just not important enough. But that, you know, don't let that get you down.
Tim.
Okay. We still want first place finishes. All right. Tim. No dirt in the car. Tim.
Yeah, keep it clean. Tim.
Tim, I want somebody to get married while you're driving, Tim. Make it happen.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Oh, okay, I don't know if you already have something on this, but I heard this when I was in 7-Eleven. There was a cookbook in Australia that had to be recalled because of a misspelling. The ingredients...
Was semen?
No. It was, you know, like a quarter tablespoon of salt and then half... a tablespoon of black people. They had to recall 7,000 books because the editor missed the fact that it was supposed to say black pepper.
Not people.
Black people.
Yeah, that one actually got by me.
I heard that. I was like, what?
Athens, Tennessee. An East Tennessee man driving a lawnmower in the road has been charged with a DUI. Athens police said 30-year-old Jimmy Graham smelled like alcohol and failed a sobriety test after an officer spotted him on the lawnmower. He told the officer he had consumed a beer and taken a stress reliever prescribed to him.
Jesus.
A jailer said Graham was in custody and there was no record of him having a lawyer. The Daily Post in Athens reported that Graham was also charged with aggravated burglary and theft under $500. A police report shows Graham told the officer he had stopped by a house to pick up some fishing poles.
On his tractor.
On his tractor. Police said the
man
who...
Man, he's so stressed out, this guy. I'm glad he had that stress.
Well, that's why he was going fishing.
Yeah.
So he could just relieve the stress.
Oh, get on his tractor.
Have a couple beers.
Man,
Police said the man who lives at the house where Graham had stopped on the mower told police the fishing poles were stolen from his garage.
Oh, my God. They weren't even his.
Yeah,
God, I just need to go fishing real bad.
Yeah, I just need some holes.
I wonder if this guy has some.
Oh, there's another really good one. Also out of Athens, Tennessee. Athens police said they have arrested a door-to-door meat salesman who swallowed a half-burned marijuana joint as they watched.
Oh, my God.
The Daily Post in Athens reported that 30-year-old Robert Sheck of Cleveland faces charges of tampering with evidence and resisting arrest. A jailer said Wednesday that Shriek was being held on $5,000 bond, and there was no record he had an attorney. Athens police said officers arrested him after he tossed a half-burned marijuana cigarette into his mouth and then resisted the officers' efforts to retrieve it and take him into custody. Officers said he was seated in the vehicle and they were questioning him about selling meat door-to-door without a city permit.
Yeah, can he just be arrested for trying to do door-to-door meat salesman? Like, how do you, hey, does this ham hock look nice to you?
Right.
It could be yours for just $29.95. Who does that? God. Meat salesman.
Meat salesman. And I'll give you one more news story. Not taking place in Tennessee. And, you know, Port St. Lucie has been on the low.
Low key.
Not too much. But they're on Twitter.
No way.
So I'll get Twitter updates as soon as something amazing happens.
That's hilarious.
Yes, they now Twitter.
Follow Port St. Lucie on Twitter.
A New Jersey man was jailed after he intentionally vomited on an off-duty police captain and his 11-year-old daughter in the stands during a Phillies game. Matthew Clemens, 21, of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was charged with assault, reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, and related offenses for the incident at the Phillies National game. He was being held on a $36,000 bond.
No, throw your popcorn. Okay, hit him with a hot dog.
Well, maybe the popcorn was in the vomit.
Spill your beer. Vomit on him? That's like, talk about a lot of effort, you know?
Clemens made himself vomit on an off-duty police captain and his daughter after a companion of Clemens was kicked out for unruly behavior. Clemens retaliated by vomiting on Michael Vangelio, an off-duty Easton police captain, and his daughter. It was the most vile, disgusting thing I've ever seen, he said. His two fingers down his throat, he lunges forward and vomits on myself and my kids. He then said he tried to push his children safely behind him, and Clemens punched him in the face. Four or five fans in the next section rushed to help.
Damn.
They helped him until police arrived, someone punching Clemens in the face as he tried to break free, and an officer was also hit with vomit.
Damn. Dude.
Yeah, that's a good week over there in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Purposely vomited. But I wonder, like, at the time that he was puking, did he know that he was an officer, or would he just randomly pick somebody to puke on and it just happened?
Like, take that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got an 11-year-old daughter. This is going to be classic.
Right.
You know?
Oh, we'll end with this one for right now. There's one more. You'll appreciate this. Why? Because it's about a naked lady.
All right.
Yeah. You'll be glad to know that in Boulder, Colorado, a Colorado woman who likes to garden wearing only a yellow thong and pink gloves...
Please don't be my sister.
...has won her fight with her landlords, who wanted her to cover up. Boulder Housing Partners had decided not to outlaw tenants from going topless outside.
Wow.
That will allow the 52-year-old...
Dang. She got a little leather bag going on. Are those coats?
...to keep gardening the way she likes. Betsy Martinez... with the City Housing Authority, noted that the Boulder City Council recently voted to continue to exempt female toplessness from a ban on public nudity. The council's actions reflect the community's values. The Housing Authority had threatened to evict Pierce and her husband, Robert, after getting complaints from neighbors and passerbyers. Robert Pierce said he's happy with the Housing Authority's decision.
Heck yeah.
52-year-old, sagging titties.
Yeah, but look, it's her last name Martinez. I mean, she's probably Latina. Latinas look pretty good for the most part.
Well, there's probably a good chance of that.
Yeah, well, she could be a good 52-year-old. I'm going to move there. Sounds like a good idea.
You're moving there?
Yeah, I'm going to move there. I'm your neighbor. So Martina, how are you today? How are they? How are the boys?
Everything's good.
Everything's good? Good. How are the flowers? I think you need to go a little lower and trim those. Weird. Just weird.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, a very interesting celebrity crank call, because we've never used this one before.
Ooh.
But he's good.
It's about time somebody showed the power of Don Knotts.
Oh, it would be cool if it was Don Knotts. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be a good one. Listening?
We're gonna take a break and we'll be back after this.
Okay, I'm riding around in this car, this woman that I close to a couple times a week. I'm noticing she's looking out of the window and noticing other women. How this one looks, isn't her hair lovely? What a nice outfit. I said, babe, what is the deal? You're noticing all these other chicks. Maybe you're a lesbian. She looks at me and she says, I wish I was a lesbian. Now, at that point, I wanted to say, you mean you wish you were a lesbian? Because grammatically, but I let it slide. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. But you know, that sentence, that retort, I wish I was a lesbian, kind of stuck in the old Lalo's mind. Kind of gestated there for 7-8 minutes. And this tune popped out. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go. And all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. I would sleep with women only. Man, it would be great. I could throw away my diaphragm. I wouldn't want to mate. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. Hey! I wish I was a lesbian. I'd like to be a dyke guy. Would hang with Katie Lang, Mel Gibson, take a hike. I think it would be nice to love someone who was alike. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian, but that could be a touch. I wish I was a lesbian, that's why this song is sung. It shouldn't have to matter how someone is hung. Other things are more important, like how to use your tongue. I wish I was a lesbian, that's why the song is sung. Hey! I dare Casey Kasem to play this. I wish I was a lesbian. I know it's sad but true, but maybe I might understand you guys and all you do. But if I was a lesbian, I wouldn't have to! I wish I was a lesbian and all that's true. Hey, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go. And all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I hate that damn machismo. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero.
dumb shows, Unsolved Mysteries. I love that show. Robert Stack's like 112 years old. That show's been on the air for 10 years. They've been out of mysteries for 8. I don't even think he knows. He's just popping out of bed, drunk in his underwear. Roll him, Danny. In October, this way, Bob, right? In October of 1999, a man walked into McDonald's and ordered a dollar meal number 5. He's making them up on the way to work. The clerk inadvertently tipped over his tray, and his prize landed in the shape of the Virgin Mary. At that exact same moment in El Salvador, there was a virgin named Mary who landed in the shape of a prize. It's inexplicable. That's a rubber stack word. Inexplicable. Entirely devoid of explicability. I tried to explain it to him, but he didn't understand. Allow me to conjugate. I explain. You explain. It flows. Lucy, you got some explaining to do. Things that are normal to us are a mystery to him. John had been missing money ever since his alcoholic brother-in-law moved in. Was his money taken by the brother-in-law or a ghost from the Civil War? Oh, come on! We watch it year after year. I think we get sucked in by that hypnotic rhythm. Bah, 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 bah. I could say anything and you wouldn't know the difference. I've been talking about my Peter for the last 15 minutes. I call him Little Bob. Little Bob is wanted in connection with armed robbery. He was last seen in a weenie bikini. And at the time of this broadcast, he's believed to be still at large. Little Bob is between 2 and 8 inches tall, depending on his mood. And may or may not be wearing a mustache in glasses. I don't even have to stay on TV. Little Bob, yeah. Striker, you know what it's like to fall in the mud and get kicked in the head with an iron boot? Yeah, baby. Little Bob has thick, curly hair. So this table, don't worry, it just means it's working. Voulez-vous coucher à mes toits? C'est ça! Getchy, getchy, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not in Kansas, are we, Dorothy? Ba 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 ba. Say it with me. Ba 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 ba. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Join us next week when we explore the perplexing paradox of Peter Piper. Is he indeed a picture-perfect portrait of a pickled pepper picker, perhaps? Or is police report just a predictable pervert, perpetually plugged on a plump and pounding perpendicular pony, popping playfully from the perky pocket of his perfectly pleated pony pants?
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school.
Yeah, I got it. It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show up here on the 44th floor. Thank you for tuning in.
Are you tuned in?
What?
I said, are you tuned in?
Oh, dude, I'm freaking... Yeah.
So you guys are going to get two shows this week.
Who, me?
No, the listeners.
The listeners?
Yeah.
Why?
The listeners, the downloaders.
The downloaders?
Yeah.
How?
I just want to just throw this out right now.
Spam is good.
Yeah.
We like spam.
We like to do our very best to put new shows up by Thursday.
We try.
Sometimes. No, that's not we try. It's I try. You have nothing to do with that.
I'm emotional support.
Right. I get that. Jay, it's Friday. Show's not up.
Go, Jay, go.
Those of you that listen through iTunes, give it a day.
Yeah, if it's not up by
Thursday, give it a day.
We both work.
I'm working some pretty weird hours, and I can't get to it. But the amazing part about it is, whatever you may believe, I can't block anybody from listening to it on iTunes. I would love to.
But you can't.
Because I would love to have Mr. X stop listening to the show.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
Nope.
But it is.
We just get busy.
We do. So back the fuck up, all right?
Incredibly famous here in Las Vegas, and it takes up a lot of my time just signing autographs.
A lot of email has come in and comments about how they love the celebrity prank calls. And
great.
So they're better. They like them kind of spaced out throughout the show.
I think that works out pretty good.
Cookie Monster. People love the Cookie Monster call. That was freaking. I want a cookie. Like, and what kind of cookie do you want? Delicious. Yeah. This call is really cool because it's John Wayne.
Who's that?
John Wayne, the old cowboy actor.
But you mean Clint Eastwood?
No, I said John Wayne. I didn't say Clint Eastwood.
I thought John Wayne was the character that Clint Eastwood played.
No, John Wayne would be the Hello Pilgrim, that guy. Anyway.
I thought that was like a Native American.
It doesn't matter. You can figure out who he is later.
From Plymouth Rock?
John Wayne.
That type of pilgrim?
Calls his house and apparently is told that he is their worst nightmare. So,
this guy's got two first names.
Yeah, John Wayne. He's badass.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
The wrong number.
Pierre Cardona.
It's 3 a.m.
You have the wrong number.
Cord McNally. Todd Jackson. But when it comes right down to it, don't matter to me.
Hello?
Now, did you come here to give me a message or just to pass the time of day?
Who the fuck are you? You know what time it is?
I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
Hey, you gay motherfucker? Guess what?
What's your name?
My name is your worst fucking nightmare, asshole. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. You call my fucking house and I'm going to hunt you down and hurt you. You understand?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute. Or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Would you look
at me? You know what? Come on over, asshole.
What is your name?
My name is your worst fucking nightmare. Did I tell you that once already, or are you fucking stupid?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
Now pull up in my driveway, asshole. I haven't fired my gun in a week.
Well, Tom, we got your friend Ketchum here. And there's a sawed-off shotgun with the triggers tied back right behind him.
It's on my fucking house again, you goddamn gay faggot motherfucker.
What is your name? What's your name?
Oh, no.
Nobody talks to John Wayne like that.
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying there.
Oh, you got a wrong number, man.
Jacob McCandles. Cord McNally.
Who are you?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
No. You've got a wrong number. No.
Where's your brother?
Pardon me?
Where's your brother?
I can't understand you. Try again.
When's the last time you saw Ned Pepper?
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. I do know that you're calling my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now you're calling my wife's cell phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. At least on the East Coast. You may be in another time zone. But I don't know what you're doing. I do know you need some kind of help. It's either help with alcohol, help with drugs, or help with the shit that lives between your ears. Which is it?
Yes, sir.
Now go get yourself some help. Stop dialing our fucking phone numbers. Do you understand?
Thank you. I'm looking for Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
No. There's no such animal living around here with that fucking name. Now.
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
Pardon me?
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
I'm your worst fucking nightmare. That's all you need to know about me, okay?
Dad, damn it, Quincy!
Where's your brother?
Have you got the message yet, dude? You're dialing the wrong fucking number.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Knock it the fuck off, all right?
Pierre Cardona.
Yeah, I got your Pierre Cardona's asshole.
Now, the last time I asked you that question, you said no, and you said it in a loud and clear voice.
Yeah, I'm saying no again.
That's awesome.
When's the last time you saw Ned Pepper?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Ned Pepper. I know it's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I know if I could get my hands around your scrawny little fucking neck, I'd do something with it, okay?
Well, okay.
Stop
one
fucking on here, asshole.
Ned Pepper, it'll cost $100. I figured that much out. And 50 in advance.
50 in advance.
So, John Wayne getting into the action.
Good old J-Dub. Yes, I really know who he is, folks. God. He did that one movie.
Yeah, he did that one movie. That's funny. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and hopefully, you know, those that are listening to this didn't come out to the listener party.
I know, right? I want to see a bunch of people there. Just because the bus is full, Choices is not. Meet us at Choices at what time?
9 o'clock.
Meet us at Choices at 9 o'clock, folks.
Yeah.
Be there. Wear your best leather. Okay?
Your best leather.
Just do it.
Oh,
that way we know who they are. How are we going to know?
It's
the show.
It's not a gay bar.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, I bought this banana hammock now. It's good for nothing. Thanks.
How about a call from Adam Sandler?
Kevin Garrity here.
Yes, sir.
I saw the sign, man. You guys got a lot of porno?
Excuse me?
What?
I saw the sign, man. You guys got a lot of porno?
You saw the sign?
You whack off a lot?
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, you got 5 minutes off, you got nothing to do, you stumble into one of the rooms, pull down your little panties, whack it.
You bomb a lot.
That's what you get for trying to make me suck your dick.
Yeah.
You lying sack of shit!
Hey, you sack of shit, you bomb a lot motherfucker, you don't call back here. You faggot dick in the booty motherfucker.
So, what do you think? Me? You? The old lady? A little sandwich action?
What?
What? Yeah, come on. You're a piece of white bread. She's a piece of white bread. I'm the salami. Let's give it a shot.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
Don't you call back here.
It's payback time. I don't know when. But I got a good feeling it's when you're sleeping. And then guess what? I'm going to piss all over you. See, that's worse. It's my piss on me right now. You can deal with it when it's your own piss. But you're going to have my piss on you. And that's gross. I'm getting other people to piss on you. I'm getting...
Yeah.
No, I will not make out with you.
You bomba cried.
Conditioner is better. I leave the hair silky and smooth.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your head. You're confusing me.
Yeah. You bomb a clock, motherfucker. Stop calling, yeah.
That one, dipshit. Hey, where's my check?
Can I call? This is Janet. Can I take your reservation?
How you doing? Kevin Garrity here.
Okay.
I saw the sign, man. You guys got a lot of porno?
Are you going to go to your Hooters reunion? You guys can sit around and talk about whose ass hangs out of their shorts the most.
Anyway, I thought it was going to end up like that one Judge Judy call where the lady recognized her.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She said, "You're Judge Judy."
Adam Sandler's pretty recognizable.
Yeah, I was thinking somebody would be like, "You're crazy."
Cause he did sound like he called an ethnic person. Who may or, now, if that was Stevie Wonder, it could have gone the other way. Tupac, maybe.
That's right.
50 Cent. David Bowie.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
So Danielle is going to be calling in. Danielle Thrush.
Yes.
Did you bring me some CDs?
Formerly Adam Lambert.
Formerly?
Yeah. Here you go. Yeah, I did.
So American Idol this week, your favorite guy got voted out, Andrew Garcia.
I know, right? God, thank God, dude.
Yeah, he was like
that guy needed to go like so bad, dude.
Yeah, like first week,
bad. And then he beat that guy Alex Lambert, who was great. Yeah. I love that guy, and he got kicked out. Now my favorite is either Casey or Siobhan. Those are my two faves. I do not like Bauer Socks.
Oh, I think she's awesome.
I fucking can't stand her.
She's awesome.
She's got such an attitude problem. You know, she almost walked off the show because there's just too much. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, she's not the only one that's ever happened to.
Fucking learn how to take it like a woman. All right?
I think it's awesome.
I like Casey and Siobhan.
Casey's very good.
Yeah, dude. I think he's got the best voice out of all the guys. I like his style. Lee's coming around to me. I'm kind of going. I think that's Kim's favorite is Lee, but I like Casey more still. So Siobhan. She doesn't like Siobhan because she thinks too nasally, but and her high notes are a little off.
Yeah.
But
I did think it was a little weird that Adam Lambert was the mentor.
Yeah, I think it worked. Honestly, I think he gave the best advice.
Yeah.
Out of all of the mentors.
I'm not knocking. I just thought it was kind of weird.
Very strange,
you know,
right?
You know, like you think you would have, if you've never had an idol mentor before, you think you'd go to Kelly Clarkson,
right?
You know, because she's the first, or you know, somebody like Carrie Underwood, who you know, tons and tons and tons of freaking
right.
awards and.
But I mean, Adam Lambert, he's new, he's crazy, he's got a new album out.
People
loved
like
him.
Yeah, people like him. He should have won.
Yeah, he should have won. And I honestly think. The advice he gave was excellent advice. Unlike, like, Miley Cyrus is like, oh, just give yourself. You know, and she's like, oh, well, that's okay, I guess. She didn't really give any advice. He was like, he told you. Like, he's like, that's kind of boring, dude. He's like, I think this is what you can do to, like, add to it. And I think he gave some great advice. And I think I noticed a lot of people. It's funny because I listened to the advice he gave, and then you'll watch the acts. And, like, you'll see what he said, and then you'll watch the act, you'll be like, he didn't do anything that he guys said. And then they're like, oh, your act is okay. And like, you know what, if he had thrown that extra bit that freaking Adam Lambert was talking about, that could have been the difference. That could have been the difference breaker. So, I don't know. I think he gave good advice. It's just weird how people just won't. Dog just hit my chair head on, running right at it. next one to go is Tim.
You think? I think it's either going to be Tim or Michael.
Tim or Katie.
I just think Tim.
Wait, Katie's gone.
Katie's gone.
That's right.
Katie Stevens. But
Tim, it's either going to be Tim or Michael.
Because they, you know, they wasted.
He's so boring.
They wasted that save.
Yeah. Michael's just boring.
Yeah, he's kind of like, he's reminding me of Ruben.
Yeah. Yeah, I just lose interest when he's on there. And Tim sounds like a lounge lizard. He's like a mixture between like just a regular lounge lizard. And he kind of reminds me of, what's his, Neil Diamond, who I think has a really plain voice.
He does. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I just think that's how old school it is.
So this is your girl.
This is her.
So I'm bitchy and I'm tired of your game. Sick of telling you I hate you, then waking up to your face. You tower above me like a monster with its prey. You're a cheat and it kills me to stand in your way. Where did I go? Blow through me like a window when you downplay the ache. I told you once I loved you, now I live with that mistake.
wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ah, you're finally back. What took so long?
Honey, you know how many shades of white paint they carry? 34.
So what'd you get?
Ultra premium puffy cloud white.
And that's going to match the dining room?
I have no idea.
Hey, it's white.
Look, there's another can in the car. I just want to sit down a sec.
Honey? Are you all right? Tom?
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Going to California. To live in the summer sun. The streets are made of silver. Like a rabbit on the run. Philadelphia freedom. Well, it's not like you have heard. No, no, no. This city of brotherly love is full of pain and hurt. Yeah. I'm going to California. Corruption on every corner.
Above me. Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not pulling it, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy J and Mad Mike. Right now, via the phone, we have Danielle Thrush, who we brought out some of her music last week. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on.
How's Mexico?
Minnesota is good.
Oh, Minnesota. That's what I meant.
Yeah, but how's Mexico?
How is it anyway?
Good.
If you were in Mexico, how would it be right now?
I think it would be pretty awesome.
I heard it's a pretty good...
Probably a little better than in Minnesota, but...
I heard it's a pretty kick-ass vacation spot.
Yeah, you know, I've never been.
Would you rather go there? Would you rather go to Mexico or, let's say, Phoenix?
Yeah.
Which one would be better, Mexico or Phoenix?
I would have to say Mexico.
Really?
Darn. Yes.
I'm going to go with Phoenix. I like Phoenix.
We know you like Phoenix.
Yeah. They have
I've never been to either, so I suppose either one would be an accomplishment as far as still being in Minnesota right now. But
wait a minute. Now we've listened to your music, and we've listened to a lot of independent artists, and some are just so incredibly bad, and yours just blows them right out of the water.
I thought you were going to say yours just blows.
Yours is so. You have such an amazing voice and so much talent. How have you not done, like, any tours or anything?
Well, I've kind of taken this slow and steady approach to my music. I've made a lot of friends in this the local music scene here in the Minneapolis area. And I see a lot of people who throw themselves in, and right off the bat, within, the first year or two, they're touring. And before you know it, they have no idea where to go. They just almost move too fast.
And work themselves out, right?
A lot of great singer-songwriters have come out of Minnesota.
Yeah, we've had a lot of success as far as some local artists, and Owl City is doing absolutely phenomenal on his own right now.
What about the biggest ball of twine?
Sorry, what?
What about the biggest ball of twine? It's in Minnesota.
Yes.
Have you ever done a show with it?
Am I what?
Have you ever done a show with it?
No. I have not.
I think when you do a music video, you should showcase the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
That's an interesting concept, and I suppose I could consider that.
So let's talk about The Waiting. That's your newest CD that's just recently been put out, right? That's out circulating right now?
No, actually, it is to be released in the next couple weeks here.
Oh, so if people want to pick it up, where would they go?
They're going to have to head over to either iTunes here in the next couple weeks, or either cdbaby.com, and if they search Danielle Thrush, all of my stuff will be right there for them.
And do you have, like, a Facebook or a MySpace? Of course you do.
I have both, absolutely. MySpace.com/Danielle Thrush, and if you search me on Facebook, I'll pop up there, too.
Which one do you use less?
Oh, that's hard. Facebook's kind of the music scene, and Facebook is probably... more new to people, so I suppose I stick to MySpace more. But I'm using Facebook more and more as we speak, so.
Right, that's awesome.
Would you ever use a website called, like, stalker.com?
Probably not.
No.
What about eHarmony?
No.
No? Is there a Mr. Thrush?
I do have a lot of friends who use eHarmony, but, I think I'm good.
Yeah. Is there a Mr. Thrush right now?
Well, I am not, I'm not married to a Mr. Thrush.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
but
good.
Yes, there is a lovely man.
Oh, there's a love. Sorry, guys.
I heard a rumor that he was a midget.
He's not. Although, I think that he wishes I was a midget. They're pretty cool.
That'd be very interesting.
Midgets are pretty cool. They're freaky, but they're cool.
Yeah, I would agree.
So what What is your single right now that you released on The Waiting?
Actually, the title track, The Waiting.
What song number is that on this?
That is number 3.
3? All right, we'll play that one. I want to say that my personal favorite, in all honesty, is the first track.
You know, it's probably one of my favorites as well. I absolutely love what that song became. And what's funny about Parade is that I actually didn't even consider it at first to put it on the album.
Really?
I'd written so many songs. I had probably several dozen that I was considering. And when I brought it to my producer at the last second, I threw it in the batch of the 15 that I was going to bring to him to see his thoughts on, and he absolutely fell in love with that song. And, you know, it was one I wrote a long time ago and had kind of forgotten what a great song it was, so...
Well, we showcased that song last week, and we got a lot of great feedback.
Awesome.
And like I said, I personally, because, you know, Kim, she was like, oh, yeah, you got to check this lady out. She's really good. I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, you know, I'll check it out, get her on the show. And I actually heard it, and I was like, oh, my God, she's, like, legitimate.
You know, to be honest, like I said, it acts a lot.
Yeah.
The kids I grew up with, I've always said that I wanted, you know, I was going to be a singer. I wanted to be, you know, whatever. I wanted to be a musician. And a lot of kids say that. A lot of kids say they want to be pro, you know, athletes. And how many of us actually really try and pursue it? And I think I've pleasantly surprised a lot of people, and that's great for me to hear.
But
in the same way, I expect when people tell me that they're musicians, that they have a CD, I kind of expect it to be crap.
Yeah, those trepidations.
I want to be a professional rock band player.
What?
Said I want to be a professional rock band player.
Do you?
Yeah.
I want to.
My brother always tricks me. My brother's actually my drummer. Oh. And he always will trick me into trying to play the drums on Rock Band. And... everybody laughs really hard. Like, they never give me the microphone. Like, I'm never allowed to sing on any, you know, of the Rock Band-esque video games that exist. They never let me do that. They always hand me a guitar or the drums, and I suck, obviously.
Now, how weird would it be, like, you know, being that obviously you're a talented singer and obviously you're great with your own music, how weird would it be, like, if you did go to sing other people's songs, like, in Rock Band and, like, you just totally sucked?
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Is there anybody's music? Is there anybody's music, like, in particular that you sing that you're like, oh, that's tough?
You know, I would have to say there is an artist that I've tried covering her music before, Leona Lewis.
Oh, really?
She's awesome.
And she's just got a huge voice, and I mean.
Wasn't she discovered by Simon Cowell?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And I do my best, but there is no comparison.
What about influences?
Influences, I would definitely say that Missy Higgins, she's Australian, so a lot of people around here don't know about her, but I adore her to pieces, so.
Have you heard of Bic Runga?
I don't think so.
She's from Australia, too. Look her up. She's cool. She's cool. I like her. We'll look at Missy Higgins. Who else?
Yeah,
anybody else?
Absolutely. There's Sarah Barry Ellis as well. She's been a huge influence.
Did you say Care Bear Ellis?
Sarah Barry Ellis.
Oh.
She's a love song. Oh. Yeah, she's actually a lot of hits out in the last couple of years, and I listened to her during my first album, when I was actually making my first album, and realized that I took a liking to her style a lot.
And obviously, I mean, you can tell by listening to the music, there's definitely a lot of Flock of Seagull influence in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
That was right.
I actually had a guitarist for a while who we used to refer to him as the Flock of Seagulls guy because of his hair.
Did he run run so far away?
A giant, like, flock just in his hair, just like flock of seagulls.
That's awesome.
Did he run so far away?
Yeah.
So wait, how old are you?
You're not supposed to ask a woman how old she is.
I can't.
In exactly 1 month, I will be turning 21.
Whoa.
Wow. I would never have guessed that.
I heard a rumor that you did like this, like...
Playboy spread?
Well, I was going to say something entirely different. I heard that you did like this music, like reality show, and like with the Jonas Brothers, and the Jonas Brothers wound up winning.
It's sort of. That's sort of the gist of it. The Jonas Brothers, a couple years back, were discovered in a competition through Radio Disney. And Radio Disney has kind of redone that competition every year since in a little bit of a different way. And about 3 years after the Jonas Brothers won, I was in that competition with a whole bunch of other artists. And I was totally the underdog. Most of the other artists in that competition were already playing the stadiums, sort of thing. They were independent artists who were already huge.
And already, like, pretty established.
Right. And I was definitely the nobody as far as that list of kids went.
Yeah, you were still...
It was a surprise and a great honor to be considered because Radio Disney has some pretty legitimate artists, that they play, so...
Hannah Montana?
Actually, I'm a huge fan.
Winnie the Pooh? Yeah. So you like what's her name again? Meryl Streep? No. What's her name?
Hannah Montana. Yeah.
That's it. I was close.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, actually, I am a huge fan, which I've done.
Do you like the party in the USA?
Friend, so.
Do you like the party in the USA?
Yes.
Kill me now for even knowing a name of a Miley Cyrus song.
She is awesome, sir.
Whatever.
What about, do you have Bieber fever?
You know, I have to be honest, I don't.
No?
I think it's, honestly, I think it's just Mike that has Bieber fever.
Don't tell Kim that you don't have it, okay? She'll go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the only reason Mike likes Bieber fever is because of Kim.
No, you know what the best part is like, her dad is, like, Filipino. And if you ever, like, hang out with anybody who's Filipino, you know they have, like, this weird accent. And, like, trying to have him say, like, Bieber fever, like, it doesn't, he's like, Bieber fever. And it is the most hilarious thing. I can't help it. So I have to say it as many times as I can around him.
You know, I did watch, however, the true, I think it was some kind of MTV, in the life of, Mr. Bieber himself.
Was that the one where he was sniffing the blow off of that hooker's... Wait, no, that's different.
Yeah, that's totally different.
And it was interesting. He's
quite the character.
I mean, he's legit. He's good at what he does. He's just so little. I kind of think it's, like, a little inappropriate to have Bieber fever at this age, actually.
It is kind of disturbing.
You're making me think that you're, like, 9 feet tall
now. It's almost pedophilic.
She's like, yeah, he wishes I was a midget, and you're like, he's so small. How tall are you? 10 foot?
No, I just mean he's young. No, I'm 5'2".
Oh.
And, like, a half.
Dang.
I'm about to throw the half in, okay?
Nice. Hey, that counts on your driver's license.
Yes.
So, what kind of pickles do you like?
What kind of pickles?
Yeah.
Okay, so I like the, do you guys have Jimmy John's in Vegas?
We do have this, they make sandwich shop. It's a sandwich shop, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a Jimmy John's.
I love the pickles at Jimmy John's.
But is it a dill pickle or a sweet pickle?
Yeah, there's a huge dill pickle.
Dang it!
Chalk another one up for me.
Nobody ever likes sweets.
I do love butter something pickle.
Oh, yeah, bread and butter pickles.
Bread and butter pickles.
Bread and butter pickles.
Those are pretty good.
Those are good.
What about salt and pepper pickles? Do you like those?
What's that?
No.
I've never even heard of that. I don't think they have that in Minnesota.
They probably don't have it in Minnesota.
Minnesota doesn't have enough...
I mean, if you take a pickle salt and pepper on it. I suppose it's a salt and pepper pickle.
But do you guys have salt and pepper in Minnesota? It's pretty far away from here, so I don't know.
It is a ways, isn't it?
I was looking at...
My friend actually just spent her spring break in Vegas.
Oh, really? Wait, who?
Yes. My friend Jenna Olson.
Oh yeah, I remember her
being here. She actually did all of my photography and artwork for the same album, and she was just out there for her spring break with a bunch of her classmates for an art design convention.
And she stayed at Caesar's Palace.
They had quite a blast there, so...
So let me ask you this. So I know that you're obviously a member of like ASCAP and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
So I mean, are you trying to get like a major deal right now, or?
You know, I guess I feel like if a major deal came along and it seems like it was the right thing, I would love to do it. But at the same time, I love being an independent artist. I love having a say and being able to decide what exactly I do with my music and when and what I write and what goes on my album and what my style is. And, I mean, you know, you go onto a huge label and they kind of take over.
They do.
They tell you, change your hair color and dress like this. And
no, but you know what? For $50, dude, I'm down. No, but seriously, though, I mean, like, so, I mean, do you have, like, a second job, like, to, you know, pay your bills and things? Or are you doing everything, you know, with the music?
I definitely do. What? I work part-time as a nanny, actually.
As a nanny?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You could take my dog. Do you watch dogs?
I do deal with dogs. Actually, every nanny job I've had, they always have dogs.
Yeah, because he's, like, 3 months, and he's a holy terror.
Yeah, what kind of dog is he?
He's a teacup Pomeranian.
I actually just was watching a teacup Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah?
My boyfriend's mom has a teacup Pomeranian.
This dog is 4.5 pounds of fury.
Yeah?
Yes.
They're pretty nuts, though.
They are, man. He goes crazy. So
yeah,
we're going to...
I'm a huge fan of dogs.
We're gonna keep our eye. You know, we want to keep in contact with you and let us know how everything's going, especially when your new album is released. We'll try to keep playing. We're gonna keep playing your music. Go ahead and just tell everybody where they can find your stuff one more time.
You can find all of my music on iTunes. The new album will be released there in a couple weeks. You can find me on Facebook, and you can find me at myspace.com/DannyLFish.
All right, Danielle, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Waiting, it's the waiting.
awesome girl. You guys need to check out her albums.
Definitely, please. This lady is talent.
What'd you do? You got plugged in. What'd you do? There you go.
How'd that happen?
I'm like, I lost you again. But, yeah, awesome. So good.
Lady's got some talent, man.
So good job on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely glad to have her as part of the... Come on and showcase her shit.
Well, many of you are listening to this show. We are doing the show Buzz of the Stars.
Yes.
And there will be highlights.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and work with the people tomorrow to actually be able to record from the bus. Now, I'm not quite sure how well that's going to work, because for those that don't know much about the show bus, they do
it's
perform.
On wheels.
I mean, they do perform. Oh. I mean, there is a show going on. I mean, Martin is going to be up there singing, so I don't know how much of this is actually going to carry over through the show, if it's going to be good. But we will definitely have it on at the bar and, you know, try to get some people's insights. And
fuck yeah.
You know, party bus limo. It's going to be...
What else could you ask for?
Yeah, we're gonna hit up the town pretty good.
Waffles?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe there is an IHOP next to Choices.
Look at that.
So
does Choices serve food?
They do.
Oh, good.
They have some pretty badass chicken fingers there.
Yeah. What about waffles?
They don't have waffles. They might. I think they do breakfast, so they might.
Yeah, because we definitely need to talk to them.
Well, there's IHOP across the parking lot.
Why don't we just have the party at IHOP?
it doesn't work that way. It's so stupid. Oh, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's do some news.
Yay!
A Russian news report says a small plane has crashed when the pilot lost his bearings and decided to ask a tractor driver for his directions.
No way.
No one was hurt, but the RIA news agency quoted a local police spokesman as saying the accident happened in southern Russian Stavropol region. It said the pilot lost his way, saw a tractor below, and decided to land to get advice from the driver. Olga Yugenvino, a spokeswoman for the regional branch of Russia's Emergency Situations Ministry, said the AN-2 agricultural plane grazed the tractor while landing in the field and broke its landing gear. He said no one was hurt, but gave no further details.
Like, what if that was like a giant, like, 777, you know?
Hey, let's test that tractor for some...
That's why you should always have a megaphone with you at all times.
Out there in Maryland, a man has been charged with driving drunk and hitting the car of a retired Maryland judge who once spared him jail time in previous drunk driving cases. The suspect, 45, was scheduled to be in court to face the trial on 8 charges related to the August crash where he hit a car being driven by retired Montgomery County District Judge Edwin Kohler.
Oh,
Kohler, who is now 86, and his wife, Ellen Kohler, were both injured in the crash.
Oh.
Kohler presided over a case in 1998 in which police charged the man with drunk driving after an officer saw his car idling in a parking lot and gave him a sobriety test. He pleaded guilty in that case, and Kohler spared him jail time, even though the man had been arrested on drunk driving charges twice in 3 months.
Damn.
See, you don't get anywhere being nice.
Damn, dude, karma's a bitch.
You know? People call me a dick. I'm like, you know why I'm a dick? Because people have made me that way.
I'm a dick because I'm not a pickle.
I'm not a spotted dick either.
I'm not a spotted dick. But at least you know how to make it. Requires a lot of crumbs.
And we'll do one right here. another one out of Maryland, which is pretty good. A burglary suspect came up with a creative explanation after he was found dangling from the ventilation system of a Maryland convenience store. He told police he was playing hide and seek.
Sure was.
I would have said Marco Polo, and I went, what happened to the pool?
What, hide in the vents and seek the beer?
Marco Polo, there's no pool here. Oh, I'm way off.
I don't know why nobody was responding.
Cecil County Sheriff's Deputy said the owner of a BP convenience store in Northeast was opening up Wednesday morning when he spotted a pair of feet dangling from the duct. Deputies responded and freed a 20-year-old man. Deputy said the man removed a ventilation cover and crawled through the vent before getting stuck and setting off a fire extinguisher that sprayed powder all over the store. The man told deputies he was playing hide-and-seek on the roof with other adults.
Yeah.
Other adults.
Other adults. 20 years old.
And decided to hide in the ventilation system. He said the other players couldn't figure out where he was and stopped looking for him.
Damn. What a liar.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Hide and seek, 20 years old. Come on, man.
Two Columbia sanitation workers who apparently couldn't stand by and let beer go down the drain allegedly took dozens of cases of expired brew from the city landfill.
No.
Police and city supervisors are trying to determine if the salvage was a crime, theft of city property, or just a policy violation. If we determine it is a police matter, we'll take some action, said Officer Jesse Hayden, Columbia police spokeswoman said. Columbia dispatcher Schrepp's Distributing Company sent 1,500 cases of expired beer to the landfill on April 1st in two shipments. The first shipment was destroyed immediately, but the second, containing about 700 cases of Budweiser and Michelob Ultra... Well, let him have the Michelob Ultra. Nobody else wants it.
I know. Those are expired. Like, could it even be any worse?
The solid waste division workers, who haven't been identified, brought a city pickup truck to the landfill and hauled off about 50 cases of the beer.
Of expired Michelob Ultra.
And Budweiser.
That's so effing gross.
Word spread of the accusation a week later. City officials reviewed video from the landfill and saw the workers drive away with their haul. City officials say they still don't know what happened to the beer.
I thought you were allowed to take waste.
I don't know. Well, not if you work there, apparently. Huh. When the sanitation workers were confronted, one quit, the Columbia Tribune reported. Damn. The other could face disciplinary action. Buckler said, it's likely that at least one landfill employee was involved, because the assumption is that someone made a phone call.
Well, somebody had to know the beer was there.
Once the beer was left at the landfill, it became city property. That means the city could be liable if the sanitation workers shared it with other people.
Oh.
Schrepper's president Joe Priestmeier said the expired beer would not be a health concern, although it might have lost some of its taste. He said expired beer is usually dumped at the plant unless there's too much for the company to handle. It is not unusual for people to want to take some beer. Every once in a while, we'll have some beer get stolen by overzealous people off of our trucks, he said. Beer is a popular product.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Expired beer.
I don't really know if it's a crime.
Yeah.
But
why the hell would you want to take 50 cases of expired Michelob Ultra and Budweiser? Dude, gotta be. Like, that is so gross. They're freaking something. They are gross. Like, that, oh, God, man. That's like 50 cases of expired Lunchables. Like, it's right up that alley, you know? Like, you just don't do it. It's just going to be nasty, you know?
Right.
I mean, is it preserved? Yeah. Will it probably last a million years? Probably. Does that mean you should put it in your mouth? Hell no. Even when it's not expired, you probably shouldn't put that stuff in your mouth.
Right.
Hey, it's our guy.
It is.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Who's speaking?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Oh, no shit. I'll reiterate. Who's speaking?
John Kimble. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Hello.
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh, you're the dick, son.
police officer.
I don't give a fuck who you are. You calling this motherfucking number, my whole family's on the police force, bitch. Now what the fuck do you want?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
You can't talk to me about shit, bitch. Who the fuck are you?
Could I speak to the drug dealer of the house, please?
What a fucking drug dealer in this fucking house, ho? This is a house of Christ, bitch, and you disturbing that shit.
Come on,
you
don't push me.
Motherfucker. What the fuck you doing calling my house anyway, ho? Who the
house
fuck
of
are
Christ.
You?
Fuck you.
Your mama's fucking you, bitch. You ain't the only motherfucker got the keys in the jam, bitch. And you ain't the only motherfucker got an FYI car for firearms, ho? No, what
you
the fuck do you want?
Fuck you, asshole.
I got your asshole, bitch. Meet me somewhere. Meet me somewhere, motherfucker. And I'll smoke you like a sausage with your dick sucking ass.
You like a sausage?
Smoke you.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker with this bullshit.
Stop shouting. I'm not deaf.
Fucking hoe. I'll kiss your ass around here, man. I'll leave you in a fucking ditch.
You said it yourself.
Won't you meet me somewhere, pussy boy? And we can end this shit today.
Yeah.
This white boy been calling over this shit. Meet me somewhere. Don't do it over the phone, ho. Let's do this shit for real.
Stop whining.
Your mom is whining, ho. I will fuck your bitch ass up. Meet me somewhere, pussy boy.
Fuck you.
Your mom is fucking me, bitch. What else is next?
Fuck you, asshole.
Your mom is a hoe, bitch. What else
mama
is next? Why you want to do this on the phone? Let's do this shit for real, hoe. You talked to a real motherfucker this morning. Meet me somewhere, dick sucker. Where the fuck
son
you want to meet?
You son of a bitch.
You got a minute, bitch. Bring your shit with you. Don't call in no motherfucking mo. You want to do this shit for real? Give me an address and I'll meet your bitch ass somewhere.
So don't give me that crap.
You suck my prick there, bitch ass boy. Meet me somewhere.
It's so worth it.
Shit.
University, Chicago, meet me somewhere, and I will smoke you. Dick sucking ass, ho. I'll catch your mom up this way. I'm gonna fuck her up too.
You know, that's how the
House of Christ
talks. This is a house of Christ.
Yeah, he sounds like a church-faring guy.
He does. Oh, I love these. I love these.
People get so worked up, dude. It's amazing. It's a phone call.
Like, if I got that call, I would know it's Arnold. I would know it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right? You would.
I would like.
Excuse me. Like, how could you not?
You know.
Who is your daddy?
It's not recognizable like this one here.
Hello.
What?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Who's this?
The Uncle Buck.
John King.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Buck Melanoma.
Hello.
Bob?
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's this?
I'm your Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Surprise.
All right. Did you call 8 times?
Yeah, we got to get together. I haven't been over your house since you moved in.
All right. I don't know if you got the right number, though.
Bob?
Hello?
You remember me?
No, somehow I cannot recognize your voice.
What did you have, a few drinks this morning?
No.
I think you did, didn't you?
I wish. Never had it for a long time.
I got a few questions for you.
Okay.
Is there any particular reason why you're giving me such a hard time?
No.
Does your mom know you drink coffee?
Yeah.
How many times a day do you feed a dog like that?
Are you calling in Bear, Alaska?
Yeah. Who are you?
Who is this?
Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me.
Yeah, one thing, I don't know any name like that.
You know what a hatchet is, don't you, Bug?
Yeah.
You ever hear of a ritual killing?
Oh, my God.
You understand what I'm talking about?
No.
You get the pole out of your keister, we're going to get along just fine.
That was good.
Uncle Buck's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Uncle Buck was great.
He's awesome.
I miss John Candy.
I know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, man. One of the greats. You know I'm going to be sad when he dies?
He's already dead.
No, I mean, not him. I'll be sad when this person does pass away.
Scanlon?
Steve McNair. No, wait, no. Sorry.
Steve McNair?
No, hold on. I'm thinking. It's his name. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. Bob Greasy. Nope, that ain't it. Keep thinking, Mike. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. Any second now.
We're going to take a break while he thinks about that, because we could be here a while. When we come back, we've got some guests coming into the studio. Joe Seiko. Joe Seiko. And Jolene Gold. They're some filmmakers. They've done their first independent film. It looks very good. We're going to talk to them, find out about them coming up.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Trouble on Rock Hill.
Ain't nothing like running up and down Rock Hill. Hey, let's move this rock. Whoa! Sassy! Johnny stuck under that rock! Yeah, girl. Go tell Mr. Gunderson to bring his truck. You'll tell him, but only after you dispel a stereotype associated with shelter pets? People think shelter pets come with lots of initial veterinary costs?
It's dusty under here.
But in reality, most shelter pets have been vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped in case they get lost?
My pants ripped.
Sassy, Johnny needs help. What Johnny really needs is more discipline and better parental supervision? You use big words, Sassy.
Still under the rock.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
My name is Vivian Moreno. I'm a mother, and this is how I live United. People in my community are struggling to make ends meet right now, and it concerns me. So I volunteer with United Way to help people get back their earned income tax credit. This is important to me because in the last 7 years, it has helped put food on my table and pay my bills. I want everyone to have that same benefit. This year alone, I was able to help over 175 families get back over $243,000 in federal and state income tax. You should hear people when they find out. They say, oh, I'm going to buy a house, or I'm going to take my kids on a special trip. And I still feel like I get back more than I give just by volunteering. My name is Vivian Moreno. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
You're crazy.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
They're a crazy religious cult.
I'm not satisfied. I've wasted my time with this daily grind.
Yeah, I got it live. It's going to be great.
we're going to make you famous because of that.
Yeah.
We're going to make your career.
We're
going
to loop
now.
It over and over and over.
Whatever.
We're going to be talking about your movie.
Yeah.
And your mysterious boob.
Yeah, your incredible side boob shot. That was fantastic. That made the trailer. It was like the climax.
I love how I sneeze in the cat's face and
they like
it.
Do you like the knife?
We're trying to figure that out. Like, what's first? Let's introduce everybody.
Let's
jump right in here. We got Sneezing Man.
Yeah, the incredible Sneezing Man and Mysterious Boob Lady.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. No, it's a rock and comedy show, and if I pronounce your name wrong, I'm sorry. It's Joseco.
Sacco.
Oh,
I thought it was Jose Joseco.
Yes.
But not.
Indeed.
It's like that, but not like that.
And we have Jolene
Gold.
That's right. So,
the mysterious boob.
The mysterious,
with the mysterious side boob.
You might want to talk a little bit closer to the mic. There it is. Sexy.
Is that better?
Sexy.
Sexy.
That's much better. So you guys, did you write this movie and you did all of it yourself? Let's talk about Don't Cry.
Well, it was Joey's idea based on true events.
you send it on to me. Yeah. All right. So your idea.
No, it is a petting zoo here.
Yeah,
it really is.
Believe me, they can hear the dogs bark. Bowser ripping stuff up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, don't cry. Let's pick it up from there.
Okay. It's written and directed by me.
Oh.
It's a very interesting story.
What is the story about? The trailer is very vague.
It is vague. It's very mysterious.
I mean, from what I see from the trailer, you commit suicide. Is that...
We'll leave it mysterious.
We're going to leave it with a dark and mysterious
side
boob.
That's what you're intended to think, right?
And this is why it's a teaser
trailer.
Just a little tease.
We're
a little
teasing
side
you.
Tease.
Now, how long is the movie?
It's actually 17 minutes long.
That's a short film. Okay. Oh, there we go. We didn't know. I was thinking of like Lord of the Rings. I didn't know. I thought
it
was like an epic.
I would have seen it at 10 minutes, but 17?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Too much shit to do.
Yeah.
Well, there's 4 minutes of tits and 4 seconds of ass.
Well,
nice.
Then I'm in.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't all come at once.
Yeah. As long as is it man ass and man boo? That's...
It's man ass and female boob.
Okay, I guess.
So a little bit of something
for everybody.
So
it balances out. It balances out. Okay.
Okay.
You can close your eyes if you have to.
There's also a slight bad shot in it.
A slight bad shot.
Do you have the coloring book?
That's in the director's cut.
In this coloring book, can you find the vagina that we might see in the movie?
Do you have a Scottish vagina?
This is the big coloring book of vagina.
If it's a tight Scottish vagina, you definitely have my vagina in that
book. We use that as a
reference. Wait, so
tool.
You're Scottish?
Yes, I'm from Scotland.
You're from Scotland?
Yeah, I came here when I was 9.
Holy crap.
Long way from home.
It is
did you ride like a potato? How did you get here?
A potato, actually. I don't know how you.
Yeah, that was a good guess. I'm pretty... I have ESPN. People don't know that about me. So, okay, you're from Scotland. You came here when you were young. What about you?
And I'm from Boston.
Jose
Joseco.
I've lived
in Las Vegas for a very long time.
Very long time, like a year?
Like 15 long, arduous years.
What did you come to Vegas for? Like, what brought you both to Vegas? Other than, obviously, gambling.
Oh, family moved here.
Family.
I came for the 120-degree hot sex.
Yes.
120-degree hot sex.
Now, did your family ride potatoes, too, to get here? Or is it just, of course. Why would I think
magical
otherwise?
Magical potatoes.
Yeah. And so you came for the weather?
Of course.
He just came for the sex. He heard Americans were easy.
Like, yes, this sounds great, Las Vegas.
But he's from Boston.
Yeah.
Boston's not in America.
Oh, it's not?
No, you didn't know that?
Oh, when did they move? When did they move it?
Oh, a long time ago. I think, where is it? It's like in Turkey now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You're Turkish. You're Boston Turkish.
We could say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fictitious.
You guys might be surprised he didn't graduate high school.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Very surprised.
Yeah, you want a Funyun? No?
Oh, no Funyuns for us.
We've had too much fun tonight already.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Where's the Malibu?
Nice. So you guys, what are your intentions with this movie now that you've got it done, teaser's done? Where does it go now?
Yeah, where are people going to be able to see this movie?
Well, the premiere is, we're playing the premiere for next month, May 27th. That is Joey's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And we're ironing out the venue as we speak. So hopefully we can come back on the show and let you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can even help out.
That would be great if anyone has a cool artsy
location. Don't volunteer
location.
Me into any shit.
Yeah, because I'm not going to do any work. It's really him.
You feel free to call in. We can work it out. One of us or both of us.
Sure.
We're available.
We'd love to promote it. We'd love to help you guys out, for sure.
So, other than obviously making movies, do you guys have any other, like, I don't know, like, night jobs, I guess? Like, you know, fighting crime or snow blowing in the evening, something like that?
I'm actually a social worker.
Social worker. That's good. You get to meet a lot of interesting characters.
Oh, yes.
Did that help you with developing the movie?
Definitely. Working with mental health. Did you ever do guerrilla filmmaking downtown?
No, guerrilla filmmaking?
Yes.
I didn't even know we had guerrillas. I didn't even know there were any guerrillas here in town.
We had the opportunity to make some new clients while we were working on the film.
New crackheaded clients.
Crackhead. Do you know, what was the name of that? In Decline? You ever heard of In Decline? They did a thing with Bling Bling.
Of course.
I've seen that. Oh, my God, dude. You want to talk about some crackheads? Man, yeah, they're fun to film.
We had a few interesting characters try to pick us up during the film.
I was going to be sold into human trafficking downtown by the bus.
No way.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
I got offered crack and head at
crock.
The same time.
She was offered
crack and head. That was like a two-for-one prize? Were they willing to work out a deal? Like, one time only. You buy $5.
We believe in opportunities, so we offered him a job as our new talent agent.
Nice.
Yes.
And did you get all this on film?
We got some of it.
Some of it? That's classic
that
stuff.
That could be in the special features.
That you should totally. That's the stuff. That's worth seeing.
Yeah, it was exciting.
And what do you do?
I am an independent freelance vacationer. I travel from city to city, enjoying myself.
Nice. And now, how do you?
He's an independent artist.
Yes.
Right. But aren't most artists independent?
Of course, in a way.
In a way.
But you have you're gonna have some stuff on display here pretty soon, right?
Oh yes, I have some art on display at an art show at the Aruba Hotel.
Do you draw wieners?
I take pictures.
Oh, okay.
Pictures of wieners?
Pictures of wieners?
Can you turn it into a coloring book?
Well, how much are you guys offering?
I know. Right?
I am an entertainer. Everybody has their price.
Right? That's true.
We also have a size limit on that.
Oh, nice. That's ouch.
I don't want to be a size queen or anything, but we definitely need...
You know what? I'm just going to take my 2 inches elsewhere. You know, I'm done with this conversation. So what... When you say you take pictures, did you bring anything that we can look at?
I didn't bring anything, but
no, of course
I
not.
Could
why? Why
arrange that maybe for the next show.
That'd be cool. Or wait, tomorrow show Bus of Stars.
Maybe
if
I
you
can
guys
get
come
something
down,
for you.
Bring some stuff down because we'll have probably have like a booth set up or something. You guys can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Jay.
This booth.
Make it happen. All right. Look.
This is why people come to these events and go, well, we were told it's because of this guy.
It's because of me, yeah. I just make it up as I go. But it sounds great, right? It sounds like something you should have, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a booth and all kinds of... Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Free nachos?
Come on down.
Yeah.
We like nachos.
Let's see, who doesn't?
What about free Pabst?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. There's going to be an abundance of alcohol, like you wouldn't believe. Tomorrow.
So you said you're into the whole hillbilly gig.
Not hillbilly.
Oh, wait,
not
rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Rockabilly. That's what I meant.
So the, maybe hillbilly.
No. I don't know a lot of the artists. Like the only one that I can like remember that at all was the Misfits, but like back when Danzig was still a part of the scene, I don't know if like that even I don't even know if the Misfits still exist anymore or if they even are fill into that slot anymore.
No. Usually listen to like Hank Williams III and his pappy Hank Williams. And the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats, okay.
Social D.
Social D, all right. I'm following you.
I love Social Distortion. Those guys are amazing.
They are amazing.
Now we're talking. So what, did you guys, do you have like one of the crazy like old school cars or?
No, actually I have a Prius, but I would love to. For some reason they don't like Vegas weather out here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they take a beating.
Yeah, for sure.
At least you didn't say like, I have a scooter instead. That would have been like really bad. Like, no, I got a scooter. I go 35 miles an hour.
I've been in the rockabilly scene for about 13 years. I do a little bit of burlesque in L.A.
Do you?
And I do pinup. You can see it on my website on Facebook.
What is this website? Say it into the microphone.
Joey
loudly.
Gold. Joeigold.
At? Or just, is that all you need to type
at
in?
Facebook. Yeah, at Facebook.
At Facebook.com.
All right, that's cool.
Our new sponsor.
So you only do that in L.A.? You don't do that here in Vegas?
No, not really.
Is it just because there's no, like, need for it out here? Or?
Well, no, they have a lot of really nice-looking pinup and burlesque, but I think there's a lot more people in L.A. that enjoy the culture and put a lot more money into it.
Really? Well, there's also, like, 6 million people. I mean, I guess there's got to be a there's a market out there for everything, I guess.
That'll be my next movie, I guess, burlesque.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
You can make it like a burlesque and like aliens.
That would be awesome.
That'd be, wow. We're making history right now.
Yeah. We're throwing out all kinds of ideas. They could be huge hits.
Yes. They could be huge. And you could have a table with free Pabst and nachos.
A booth. Booth. Not a table. It was a booth.
It was a booth?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep it with a booth.
So you like stuff like this?
Definitely.
What is this? Who is
this? Hank Williams.
Oh.
I can fiddle down.
Ah, okay.
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
She's no farm girl.
Now, how did you get into something like that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I just think it, like, fits me. I really enjoy dancing. I like the two-step. I like to do all different types of dances. The rockabilly culture incorporates that. The old country.
Yeah.
And I like listening to old sad country songs and drinking gin.
Now, what about the Flock of Seagulls?
No. They
no?
Fit, ma'am.
No.
But they ran. They ran so far away.
I've got pigeons on my roof, but there's a bag of rice that can handle that.
Oh. I know it really is.
I've got a pussy around my neck. I don't know what to think
of
this.
He loves pussy.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
We've even had Ava Devine in here.
Yeah, Ava Devine has done some incredibly naughty things right where you're sitting, in fact.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
So you should.
I was wondering why it was so squishy.
Yes, and why we're way over
and
here.
And sticky.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't even want to know. You don't want to know. We're gonna end that conversation. So, like, do you is this your first film that you've done?
This is my first independent film. I wrote it and directed it.
Now, how much did that cost you? I mean, it sounds like it could have been a pretty penny.
Actually, it cost me $0.
What? Say what?
Yeah, we decided that if everybody would contribute their love into it, it would be free. So we got all the help from all of our friends and.
We did a little work trade, if you know what I mean. We believe in bartering, and we're all about free love.
The barter system. Nice. You give me your pig, I'll give you some corn.
Yes.
Nice. We sold potatoes that we rode in here.
That's potatoes, that's right. You're like, I'm sorry, but I don't need you anymore. Passed it on. I used to have a pet potato. It rotted. I had to put it down.
We definitely did this film in a very El Mariachi style, very much, we just went out and recruited people.
Really?
Like, we have a very special extra in our film, Jojo Sparkles.
Yes, Jojo Sparkles.
And he may just be our next star when we continue on with producing.
Jojo Sparkles.
Yes.
That's right.
He just sounds, doesn't it just sound big? It sounds like he's got a big name.
That sounds like that's going to make the movie.
He could be the next Frodo Baggins.
He's definitely a diva, a natural star.
Naturally?
He can prance so well up and down the film.
Yes. He's in between the boob scene and the ass scene.
Now that we have our scene
something
together.
To break it up a little bit.
So basically, he's wedged between tit and ass. Jojo Sparkles.
Jojo Sparkles.
That's more true than you know.
Yeah, like, is there any other place?
That sounds like a very good Vegas name, Jojo Sparkles.
It is.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I named him after my roller derby name.
You did roller derby?
In L.A. a little bit.
Of course, if she's into rockabilly, she's gotta be in the...
Roller derby.
Yeah, they're pretty harsh out there, so I'm recovering from the last time I went out there. I just do a little bit of extra. I can't be there every week, so...
So, how do you get into roller derby?
Oh, you decide you're crazy and want to get beat up.
They do. They're physical, right?
They're rough. Like, the last time we were out there,
crazy.
You have to check them, make sure they're women, you know? So.
Seriously? Like, and they walk through, like,
yeah.
Like, whoa.
I do the check. I'm like, let's make sure that it's fair.
Is that a boob or a peck? Like, what is that?
But they're definitely beautiful, and they're amazing women, for sure.
And they can kick really hard.
That's right.
Now, are you allowed to kick in roller derby? Because you got the skates on.
No.
But you can elbow, right?
The elbows are the worst. They usually hit you right in the nose.
Do they really?
The eye.
Have you ever broken anything doing roller derby?
No, I got a black eye and everybody thought like I had a boyfriend that beat me and everybody wanted to say, oh my God, what happened to you? I'm like, roller derby. So
You should have been like, you beat me.
Fell down some stairs.
Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah, if his name's Samantha.
But don't tell him I told you because he'll hit me again.
Yeah. I fell down the stairs.
I might like it.
I like it rough. What can I say?
I fell into the doorknob eye first. Weird how that... You want to see something crazy? Speaking of like a bruise...
Yes.
I was washing my dog in the bathtub.
Your dog.
I was bent over cleaning my dog, and then I stood up really quick because I thought I was done, and I got right.
Oh my gosh! Ooh. Nice ass.
Thank you very much.
Are you sure that's not a love bite? Were you at the Hard Rock this weekend?
You know what? I probably was. We get around a lot. I don't even know where I am. I'm too drunk half the time. But anyway, no, it kind of looks like the NyQuil symbol or like a little T-bone steak. That's kind of what it is. I don't know how that happened, but boy, did it hurt.
Are you sure it's not an arrow?
It could be an arrow. Arrow of love.
You could be in our next film because this one has quite a bit of pain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Real pain.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the next film?
Would you like to tell them about the pain?
No, I'm good. You tell.
We have some very provocative scenes in this film.
Do they involve Sloppy Joes?
They involve knives and tears of joy.
Knives and tears
definitely
of joy?
Definitely dominatrix.
The Catholic Christ. Church.
Really?
I'm sold right there.
Yeah.
The Greyhound Station. We're throwing everything but the kitchen sink.
So you want the pain to be real?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
So you're looking to use real knives on real people or goats.
Don't you think women are a lot hotter with a whip in their hand?
You know, I think women are hot to begin with. You can put anything in their hands, and I'm like, yes. Whip, extra. That's a bonus.
They're even hotter with a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, okay, anyway, I'll get into this in a second. But yeah, totally.
We definitely hold things in our hands in this film.
Do you know how to use a whip?
Yes.
You actually know how to use a whip?
Yes.
How do you learn how to use that? They teach you in Scotland?
Why are you amazed at everything she does?
Because, like, it's such an
odd... I like
rockabilly.
How do you get into rockabilly? I do roller derby. How do you get into that? I like whips. How do you do that?
Well, because it's so odd. It's like,
I can show you.
How is that?
Whoa, now we're talking.
Yeah, did you bring your whip?
No, I didn't.
It's all right.
Maybe a flogger in the car. We'll have to check.
All right. I want to see this whip in action. How good are you with the whip?
Pretty good. I've never had any complaints.
Never had any complaints. Now, is that because they died or? So okay.
I'm not really into necrophilia, just to let you know.
Yeah, that's good. That was so like what, like 6 years ago?
For you? Yeah. That girl?
I'm way out of that phase.
Although, but we are thinking of a horror film, and we.
Now, is this the next movie?
We could do some horror. We actually have played around with some student film projects, like our expedition out to Area 51.
Oh, that's a whole other story out there.
That would be my brother.
Wow. We'll just that reminds me of when I was a little boy.
Reminds me of when we had our first beer.
I know, right?
But so, a scary movie would be great, because I love horror. As you can tell by the six-foot Jason that comes when you first enter.
That was very welcoming.
He wasn't on, so it's not as welcoming as it should be. Yeah, he actually moves and swings his machete at you.
That's
I just moved into a new place. I have zero furniture, but I do have a fully inflated love sheep.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fly-size. We could use that.
Yeah, it's anatomically correct. From what I understand.
Did we mention that Joey's Scottish?
That's right.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to be giving some away, aren't we?
Soon.
Yeah,
we're
very
soon. Get some more, yeah.
So, yeah. Muttonbone.com. Check it out. Inflatable love you. It's real. It's there, folks.
They're life-size.
Nice.
No
very
joke.
Nice.
Yeah, they're real, yeah. And it's like the only thing I have for furniture. The only thing I have to sit on
right
now.
I don't know if I'm into bestiality either.
Oh, it's not real. That's the best part.
You think that now, but when you see these sheep with their leader hosing on, they're,
yeah,
they're
and the lipstick. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. They're like pin-up sheep?
Yeah, they're
nice.
Sheep of the month.
Yeah. They're like Betty Page sheep.
Betty Page sheep.
I bet they're very bad.
Kat Von Sheep.
So people can, we're going to put the trailer up on the website. We're kind of waiting until you guys came on, but I've posted it throughout Facebook and stuff, so.
Awesome.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. We're really hoping we can get as many people to enjoy it as much as we did.
Well, we'll bring a whole bunch of people down to the, when you guys show it.
That would be awesome. It'll be my birthday, too.
So, okay, what are you guys going to do for the birthday other than the movie premiere?
Why don't you make her a cake?
Yeah, send me a cake.
I could do that. Yeah.
Well, we enjoy champagne.
He makes some bomb ass cookies.
Yeah, I make really good special cookies. Okay, I have a very secret
we love
recipe.
Special cookies.
Are they naturally harvested?
do you have the book?
I do. Not in the studio.
Oh,
we love green cookies.
Green cookies. They're not green cookies.
Environmentalist.
That's one way of putting it. No, all right.
A little love in the mix.
A little love in the mix. I'm all about the love. I'm all about the love over here.
Well, this film was a trip to make.
Where did you guys film it?
We filmed it all around town.
So here, local in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's like guerrilla filmmaking when you just jump out of the car and then do your scenes and jump in.
Really? Yes. Now, can you get in trouble for that? Or I mean, like, I don't even know.
Oh, sure, but you don't have police listening to the show, do you?
No.
Not that we know of.
We love the police.
Yeah. We're rebels.
Have you ever been arrested trying to, like, get
No, but we love handcuffs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well,
do you want to pretend?
Yeah, we can do this, yeah.
Well, I have been arrested for dropping my pants, but that's a whole other story for another show.
Nice.
Well, yeah, for the return.
For the return, part two.
I'm not a sex offender, though.
You don't have to go next to your neighbors. Hi,
no.
I'm a sex offender. My name is Bill Clinton. That's
I did not have sex.
He's got that in common with my brother. My brother likes to take his pants off just when he's had a lot to drink.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes you got to air out the berries and the twigs and whatever else you got under your kilt.
I get drunk. I just let people grab my ass.
That's
I don't think
all
my pants have ever come down. Yeah, you know, I'll grab whatever, but that's actually notorious.
Well, I guess we know who's going to enjoy the 4 seconds of my ass in this film. Ass grabber.
Yeah, right? I'll get the 3D glasses on.
We will be fully clothed at the premiere.
If I know it's a night of heavy drinking and my brother's out, we make him wear like a couple layers of clothes. Because by the time he gets to the last layer, he'll be done. He'll be too tired.
You should just get him a kilt. They're sexy.
A kilt.
Let him air it out.
There you go.
He might actually wear that.
Yeah.
He likes togas. So.
Nice.
Oh. That always makes laundry day a lot easier.
Togas?
Oh yeah. You just throw them on the bed and forget about laundry.
That's true. Yeah. After you're done wearing it. Might smell a little weird at first, but it grows on you.
Yeah.
Oh. Or something grows in it.
Oh, grow, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to eventually try and, you know, do like the Sundance thing with the film? Or?
Oh, definitely. We're sending it away right now. We just have to add a few different features on it before we send it away.
Now, is that because it's required to have those features, or you just want to?
Right. Well, we had to keep it under 17 minutes for some of the film festivals for short films. So we had to cut a little bit out and fix a few scenes. A
couple extra seconds of ass. So
add some more boob.
So the purpose of Sundance is some director sees the movie and they like it and they pick it up. And so they can, make the movie 90 minutes or 2 hours. They can add to it if they want, right?
Oh, yeah. And then they can take it over and they can do their whole other, whole new movie with my writing and directing. So.
But
yeah.
You still get, credit and they still...
Oh, yes.
And
definitely.
Then if someone gives us millions of dollars, we could do it 100 times bigger next time.
Or because the same 17 minutes.
Bigger is always better. Right?
Mike, write him, Mike, write him that check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't cash it for 20 years.
I did run into Wes Craven in California, but he wasn't really that into.
He's really? Kind of a weird dude.
He's a creepy, creepy old man.
Yeah, I met him at the Planet Hollywood restaurant years ago inside Caesar's Palace. He was having lunch with the guy that was at the time doing Jason. And I forget his name. But
of course they would eat lunch together.
Both of those guys are just really weird. He was very
creepy.
Quiet.
Well, I'm a big fan
of
Robert Englund.
Yeah, me too.
If he's still out there, if he's alive and still creepy, we would love to work with him.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's got but that new I'm boycotting the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Me as well. I don't really like it.
Because he's not in it.
He's not in it. Yeah, it's a totally new guy doing Freddy, and it's just.
Oh, the first one was so scary.
The first one's the best.
It freaked me out so bad for the 2 years or something. I couldn't go back in my bedroom without thinking of that girl flying on the top of the ceiling.
For me, it was the Gremlins. That movie got me every single time. Every time.
Not Gremlins, Goonies.
No, Gremlins.
No, you got it mixed up.
No, Gremlins.
You said Munch scared you from the Goonies.
Nope, Spike. Spike from Gremlins.
Well, I never feed my dates after midnight.
Yeah, you don't.
Not food, at least.
Have you seen my dog? He kind of looks like Gizmo. That makes me nervous.
So, but again, the movie is, I can't wait to see the rest of it, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, we can't wait to show it.
And when is this exactly, what's the date again?
May 27th.
Her birthday. Make her a cake.
Or cookies. Because I don't know how to fucking bake a cake in my life.
Make her a cookie.
Make a cookie.
And we have to at least say this, we have a wonderful man working on the film as we speak, Aaron Spaulding. An amazing artist. He's done a lot of the special effects, a lot of the work on this film.
There's special effects?
And we couldn't do it without him.
It's painted.
Yes.
Oh.
Right now, he's green screening the shit out of my ass.
Yes.
Not literally.
Yeah, literally.
As a figure of speech.
Figuratively.
But Joey had no work done. Oh, she's
all
natural.
All natural.
Yes.
That's good. Makeup?
38 at Double D, full of all natural.
That's all the more reason to check out the movie and your website. Do you have a Facebook?
I do have a Facebook. You can look me up. It's Joe Sacco, SACCO.
Yeah.
And I'm also on Jason's page. And you can call me. I'm available for special events. And any kind of way we can promote this film.
Children's parties.
Yeah, children's parties.
Children's
parties.
They would
love that. Wedding them would be great for their parents.
Lawn care.
I got some people's numbers that you've got right now. The kids need to be whipped.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
If you're into masochism, this film is for you. Yes.
Don't cry.
You. Don't cry. Well, there is masochism in the film.
Okay.
But there's also a lot of love and lust.
Now,
passion.
Is it like one of those no talking, black and white, or is there talking?
Well, it's not black and white, is it?
There's parts of it that's actually black
and
white.
I showed you the trailer.
Oh.
How can you not remember?
I fucking remember anything. I don't even know where I got these Funyuns from. They're just here.
There's poetry, there's love,
there's music scores, of course.
Mm-hmm. Who did the music?
I did.
You did the music too?
Yeah.
How about them? All right, cool.
So,
how'd you get into that? Why didn't you ask
for
that?
Yeah, how'd you get into that? The potato totter. I already know this.
I love music, for sure. I listen to all different types of music. Just rockabilly is my favorite.
Have you ever used a potato gun?
Oh, my gosh, no. But I would love to.
I did.
You have one?
I did, and I broke a cow's face. Totally accidental.
Like she didn't use the potato gun, but it was used to shoot her over into the United States.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. No, actually, my cousin, he told me about a potato gun. I was like, didn't believe it. And he showed me what it was, and we launched a potato.
Oh,
and
wow.
That thing took off into a field, and in the distance, we heard, mm. I had no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
My uncle the next day was like, were you guys playing with a potato gun? We're like, no. And he walks us out to this cow. And you could see the indent of the potato on its face with a bruise. And I was like, I felt really bad, but we had it for dinner the next day. It was pretty good.
I have like cow tipping. Cow tipping is fun for sure.
Cow tipping
should not be outlawed.
You can actually tip a cow. I thought
yes.
That was fake.
No, you can.
You have to. There's a skill to it. But what's funny is we took my buddy Nick out last summer. He really wanted to go cow tipping. And every time he tried, the cows took off running. And we're like, you have to sneak up on him. And we were like tricking him on how to do it. Get down on your hands and knees. We have video of it. It's like so funny.
That would be fun to watch. Yeah. Let me know.
Is this how he finds his dates too?
Get
down on your hands and knees. You got to sneak up on them.
Does this
them.
Smell like chloroform to you?
You got to hit her over the head with a potato.
Does this rag smell like chloroform? What?
Yeah, what?
But it's awesome. And so we'll definitely promote it and... come out, get some people to come out to the premiere. We'll make them. We'll make them smell the rags that smell like chloroform.
If you want
to
whip them or... Hey,
yes.
If you need
free whippings.
Or floggers, let me know. I'll supply those.
Right? That's cool.
And the listeners can feel free to comment on our video and ask us what they want us to do to get them at the premiere.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool,
We take requests.
It could be like
just keep it clean, as we did.
Okay.
We showered before every
game. Good. Hand sanitizer?
Yes. Yes.
Well, maybe if you guys, you do come out to the show bus tomorrow, maybe you can, get people in line with, cracking that whip. Get on a bus.
Oh, that's
true.
That may be nice.
And we can bring some photos.
Because Martin would like that.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Martin, who's actually performing on the bus tomorrow, is Rod Stewart. Any hot chick that wants to abuse him, he'll be all over that.
Oh, I love abusing men.
He's
so
totally
bring it
down.
On.
Yeah, he's down for sure.
Yeah. He'd be like, what did you bring me?
Ta-da!
A nice Scottish girl.
That wants to whip you.
And he's from England, right? So that's even better.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's an English guy as a Rod Stewart impersonator who's Scottish. So, figure that one out.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool cat.
He's awesome. But it would be great. We'll plan a little something. Maybe we'll take you out for your birthday.
That would be awesome.
Some table service at like Pier or something.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That'd be very kind.
Something with a vodka.
And if any of the listeners would like to meet us, we'll be at the art show next Friday. It's actually called Artrageous. And as we spoke earlier, it's about it's at the Aruba Hotel at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Aruba Hotel?
Yeah, it's
what the fuck is that?
It's down by the Stratosphere.
It's the old Thunderbird Hotel.
No,
the terrorists stayed across the street.
Yeah.
It's a grand neighborhood.
Right.
The
very
old
nice.
Thunderbird. My grandpa opened the Thunderbird.
Wow.
Yeah. Old school.
You'll just have to watch your bags the whole time. You can't leave anything unattended.
Yeah.
But there'll be lots of great art, and we'll be there with a glass of wine or two.
Cool.
Or three.
So,
or a bottle.
A bottle.
A box.
A box of wine under your hand.
I always go to establishments and say, I'd like a bottle of your finest booze. Do you have boxed wine? Do you carry Budweiser?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Do you have wine coolers?
So, guys, check it out. Check out the trailer. It'll be running through Facebook on mine. And we'll have it up on rockincomedy.com. And all that good stuff. So check it out. It's going to be awesome.
Great.
Don't cry.
Thank you.
Are you going to be mad if somebody cries while they watch the movie?
Not at all.
You're like, hey, we told you not to cry.
We like to watch people cry.
we cried when we were making the film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tears of joy and pain.
And pain.
It's a story everybody can relate to.
For sure.
Yeah.
Love and loss and grief and hope.
Love, loss, grief, and hope. But it's not no crappy Lifetime movie, so you'll like it.
Okay.
And there's TNA, so that always helps.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah.
Excels.
With Joey Sparkles in the middle.
JoJo Sparkles.
Yes.
I'm curious now. I have to see it just because of JoJo Sparkles.
Oh,
Sparkles.
He's definitely going to be more famous than us. Came
in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so knock on our front door. My torch, he don't spit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over. Drag it on over,
move it on over,
move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in. Deal go down, so pack it on over.
Move it on over.
Hold it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
In 1977 in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Destination, now it's through the roof.
I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J. Oh,
oh. Oh, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Let's give it up for our guests, Joe Sago and Julie.
Very nice.
Check it out, though. The teaser trailer is up on Facebook. It'll be up on the official website.
Nice little side boob shot.
Yeah, you know, for those. Good group of people there.
They're nice cats.
Yeah.
Even really, the guy who doesn't talk.
Yeah, the guy. I just would come in here and observe.
Yeah.
See what the fuck's going on.
Weirdo. No, it's good. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, it's a... I'm just not going to go there. So did you finish thinking about our conversation before this interview about your favorite actor?
It freaking took me a while. Bill Murray. Bill Murray is awesome, but he's getting a little older now, you know.
Quick Change is one of my favorite Bill Murray movies.
Quick Change?
Yeah.
Never seen that one.
He's in it. What's her name is in it? Gina Davis is in it, and he's a clown. And
really?
It's really funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's really funny.
I want to see that. That sounds good. Any of Bill Murray movies, typically. What about Bob's great?
That's a good one.
Groundhog's Day is classic. Ghostbusters, of course. Who doesn't know those? He was in Zombieland for a brief moment. He's in Get Smart for a brief moment. Did you see Lost in Translation? That was good.
No, I didn't like that.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. That's a good movie. I like him.
He was in Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis Jones. He's good in that.
Chobus is happening.
He wasn't in that.
No,
he
but
wasn't in that one.
My goal is that we got a party limo, so I don't have to drive.
Yeah, but
I'm just gonna, you know, somebody's driving me to the location where the limo is, and I'm done. I don't have to.
Yeah,
drive.
We were talking about Bill Murray.
But now we're talking about us.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
You know you're more important than Bill Murray.
Well, yeah, of course.
I stumbled across something the other day that is going to take drinking to a whole new level.
Would it be alcohol?
Oh, it's definitely alcohol related.
What is it?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be on reveal.
Is it a hat?
No.
Ooh, are you going to wear Depends? That way you don't even have to go to the bathroom anymore?
I was thinking about it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
just leave me there.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to the bathroom once.
I'll be fine.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't know.
A little soggy, but every
once in a while, a little warmth comes in.
Yeah. I wonder how much one of those Depends can hold. It's not like a baby. Babies go like, pee, and they're done. Adults, they're like, they can pee for a long time.
Especially that morning pee.
Yeah, right? So, like, how much can one of those hold? And then, like, even after you pee, do you really want to keep wearing it? Like, I don't know, you know? Because, I mean, doesn't it kind of defeat the purpose of wearing the Depends if you have to go all the way to the bathroom to change it? You know? You should have just gone to the bathroom in the first place.
Right.
Right? And then who's going to change it on you? You can't change your diaper yourself. Who's going to powder your butt?
Right.
Because you got to powder your butt. Everybody knows that. You come out smelling like baby powder. This is a dead giveaway, too. Are you wearing Depends?
So I was working the front desk the other day at Caesar's Palace, and it's very interesting. It goes from very busy from the time I get there at 7 p.m. till about 1 o'clock. And then I get this two-hour window of freaks. And it's great. It's great to be there when I even work later than 3 p.m. because Pier closes at like 2:30.
All right.
So if I could stay there till 5, you get one hell of a show.
Oh, yeah.
People stumbling out. They can't remember their room number. You see people fall in the fountain.
Oh, yeah.
We watched a guy get naked the other night, nice. Get in the fountain, and I was like, do we call security? And the one lady was like, no, let him get a lap in because we're bored. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we'll get security eventually. But
that's awesome.
The amazing thing is the room key's going out. It happens. It just happens,
oh,
people.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the front desk. It just happens. Sometimes it might be the guest's fault. They put it next to a credit card or the cell phone, and it goes out. This guy came up to me. He goes, my key's not working. I said, well, thank you for staying here at Caesar's Palace. And he looks at me, and I go, what's your room number? He goes, well, aren't you supposed to know what it is? Well, what's your last name? He goes, don't you have that on file?
And I instantly know who you are?
And I'm like, no. I mean, you got to tell me this stuff. And he's like, how many rooms you got in this hotel? I'm like, 3,400. Like, I'm not going to remember you. I might not even have checked you in. And even if I did check you in, I'm not going to remember you. I spend 5 minutes with you.
Yeah.
In, out, go, get out of my face. And
yeah, that'll work.
So he's like, well, can you, you know, and then he gives me his room number, and I give him a key, and he goes, so what am I going to get for this? I go, entry to your room? You know?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I mean, if I fuck up on my job, I get reprimanded. I go, I didn't fuck up, sir. I go, this happens. He goes, so you're saying that this is my fault? I was like, well, if you kept your, you know, key next to a cell phone or anything magnetic, it'll deactivate it. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out his phone. He goes, do you see a phone in my pocket? I go, I see it in your hand. And he goes, well, I really think I should get a free upgrade or like a $50 food credit. I go, because your key doesn't work. He goes, yeah, can you hook that up with your manager? I go, I'm not walking back there and going, look, guys.
Yeah.
This guy needs his key, and we messed up. So can we give him $50 in, like, food credit?
Yeah, not going to happen.
It's so funny.
It happens all the time.
But it's so funny what they want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, totally.
I had a reservation for a room close to the elevator. I'm like, you're three doors down. Well, I want to be right next to it. Well, it's three doors down. Well, yeah, but I want it right next to the elevator. Well, we can't do that. Well, what do you need to do? Can you upgrade me into the Augustus? No.
That's nowhere near the elevator.
Yeah, that's a whole other tower. Like, are you kidding me? So it's pretty funny. One of the girls that I work with, she does not tolerate the hangover shit at all.
At all.
And you come 2 o'clock in the morning, she is done. She is not. What are you doing over there?
Sorry, my dog was eating random things on the floor.
He, She didn't tolerate it. And she's got a feel. She knows
when you're gonna do it.
When it's coming. It's on your face. We know it's coming. I'm getting that good now too.
Yeah.
He came up and he goes, "Can I ask you a question?" She was like, "No," and she walked away. And he was like, "Damn." And he was like, and she goes, "You like how I crushed that bubble?"
Yeah.
He was so happy about it. She's like, "I crushed his bubble." And I'm
totally
like,
"Totally did.
You did crush his bubble."
He's telling you to ask if the place is pager friendly, don't he? Or is to the real Caesar's?
Is it the real Caesar's Palace?
Yeah.
And I was like, "You're a douchebag.
You're a douchebag."
And they came up with cameras the other day, and I'm like, "Guys, you can't video here." And they're like, "We can't." And I was like, "No." And they're like, "Why?" And I'm like, "They just don't allow it." And they're like, "Oh." And then they turn the camera off, and they're like, "Why not?" I'm like, "I have to think fast. Like, I have to give them an excuse, because they'll just turn the camera on and do the fucking hangover thing." And I go, "It's copyright infringement if you videotape that and put that up on YouTube."
Nice.
And they're like, "Oh, we didn't think about that." And they're like, "How'd you know we were going to do that?" I'm like, because you're 25 and under.
Yeah. And you're dressed like a douchebag. Yeah.
And you're wearing an Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah. Come on, hello.
So we were trying to get Michael Johns on today. We went to the show last week. You couldn't go because you were doing the move.
Right.
And we all went. It was Alexis, Rabbi, myself,
and Tony.
Stuart and Randy.
Franklin.
And we told Randy, you know, "Hey, I got you into the show, so you need to go up on stage."
Yeah.
One, because Michael Johns puts us right in front. So somebody from the group is going up. So we sent Randy to go up, and they're doing the thing to put you under. And Michael Johns goes through this group, and he gives everybody that he knows is under, he gives them a number. He's like, "One, you know, two, three." He gets down to Randy, who was number six, and he goes, and he continues going. He goes, "If I gave you a number, stay on stage." Well, his assistant didn't hear him give Randy a number. So he told Randy to go sit down. So Randy, the whole time, is in the front row watching the show,
totally,
but he's under this trance. He's just sitting. I mean, he's sitting there completely, like, you have no idea if he even is aware of what's going on. And when he clapped, because Michael Johns made your hands really heavy, so he was still thinking that his arms were really heavy.
No.
And Michael Johns was like, "No, there was one other guy." And he was like, "No, there wasn't." He goes, "No, there was one other guy I put under." And he knew. And then he ends up figuring it out later. He goes,
That was the guy.
That was the guy that should have been under there. We took we took Stuart. He didn't want to go because when I took him to Anthony Cool's, he volunteered to go.
Anthony Cool's ran into some crazy stuff.
He just volunteered to go to Anthony Cool's, and he didn't like how he felt, I guess, after he came out of the
trance.
The trance. So I'm like, "Well, just you don't have to volunteer. Just go to the show and have a laugh, you know, just
sit there." Yeah, have fun.
Well, he practices sleeping exercises. And at the same time, me and Rabbi look at each other. He's like, "Your arm's getting really light. It's going to the ceiling." We're watching Stuart's arm race.
Right.
He goes, "Now make a fist." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, he's completely under." So Michael Johns looks at me and he goes, "That's your brother, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, we're going to have fun." Takes and puts him on stage. And he's sitting there, and he's still kind of aware of what's going on, because he says, "You know, you're aware." And he flips me off. Like, it's my fault.
It's all you.
Yeah. And so at the end of the show, he was like, "You guys are assholes tricking me to go up there." I go, "Tricking you? You, like, fell..."
You followed him.
"You did the exercises. Don't do the exercises. Look around. You know, don't concentrate on what he's saying."
Yeah.
"If you want..."
Stop.
So he goes, "Well, I wanted to watch the show." I go, "That's all right. I have a DVD."
We got it, though.
Yeah. It's so funny, because one of the things that Michael Johns made him do was, he said, "Oh, you're on the beach, and it's getting really hot." And so he's stretching out, and he's like, "Oh... The hottest chick you've ever seen is walking by. You need to get her attention. Get her attention. Don't let her get away." And he, like, shouts really loud, "I've got a really big dick."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, sure, it's a muscle." And he goes like this. He goes, no, another muscle.
No.
So when we're leaving the show, Michael Johns went up to Randy and was, like, talking. He was like, "I'm really sorry, you know, that, you know, I gave you a number and this and that." And Randy was still out of it. He goes, "But I promise you this, brother." And he, like, puts his hand on Randy's shoulder, and he goes, you are going to have the best sleep you have ever had in your entire life. And the next day, Randy, like, leaves a message on Facebook going, dude, I haven't slept like that since I was, like, 8.
Damn.
Because he was completely out of it. Like, he, like, missed, but he missed the show.
Entire show. We got DVD.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. You can watch it now with Stuart. Who has
but, you and Stuart watched the show.
But it was so funny. And he was, like, he was mad. And I'm, like, you volunteered. But I asked him, you know, what was the difference between, you know, Michael Johns and Anthony Cools? Because you've been hypnotized by both.
Yeah.
He said Anthony Cools takes you deeper, like takes you under, like deep.
Farther?
Yeah. So he, you know, he pushes it a little more. And I guess that's why he felt a little strange. But
gotcha. Oh, that's interesting.
But if you guys are in town, go check out Hypnosis Unleashed. It's great. Check out Anthony Cools. Fantastic show. You know, these guys are great. They put on awesome, awesome shows.
We love them. Oh,
it's gonna be fantastic. Another celebrity call. It's been a while, but here's Howard Stern.
Good afternoon. Thank you for choosing America Online. My name's Sharon. Are you calling to set up your free trial of America Online?
Yes.
Excellent. I can help you set up that free trial of America Online today.
Hi.
Once again, hi. My name's Sharon Maddox. May I have your name, please, sir?
Oh, hello.
Hello. And your name?
Howard Stern.
Howard?
Yep.
Stern? S-T-E-R-N?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Stern.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm in my 50s.
Wow.
Okay, and Mr. Stern, you called at the right time. And because you called today, I can give you a 3-month free trial of America's most popular internet service provider. And this is to celebrate the release of our all-new version, AOL 8.0.
Wow.
And this 3-month free trial is only available over the phone.
Wow.
I want you to be amongst the first to enjoy our best version ever with our best offer ever. And let me ask you a few questions so you can start using your free trial today at no cost obligation.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And to get started, sorry, I just need to confirm, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
And do you already have a copy of the America Online software?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, sir. And may I have your evening and daytime phone number, please?
Right. Do you know the alphabet?
Do I know the alphabet?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
And may I have your evening and daytime phone number, please, sir?
That's correct.
Hello?
We're just testing to see how dumb people are, how long they'll hold the line.
Mr. Sturm, are you calling to set up an America Online account, sir?
Yeah. All right, here's a big question. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Do you think O.J. was guilty or innocent?
Mr. Stern, are you calling to set up a trial with America Online, please?
Yep.
Okay, sir. If you're calling to set up a trial with America Online, there's certain information that we have to have. And may I please have your evening and daytime phone number, please, sir?
No. So when you say you want to lose your virginity to me, does that mean that you actually had fantasies about me?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you calling to set up your trial with America Online, Mr. Stern?
So you want a man who can finish you off.
What?
Let me ask you something. You have the look of love in your eyes, but I'm an ugly man. I know this. You couldn't be physically attracted to me, could you?
I'm not going to answer those questions, Mr. Stern. If you want to set up an account, I'll be more than happy.
Shut up!
Your information and set up your account.
Fuck you, asswipe.
Oh my God, dude.
Thank you for choosing America Online.
Thank you for choosing America.
Dang. I didn't even know that company's even around anymore.
Well, they do, because they still have mail services and they're Time Warner now, so I'm sure they've.
All of like 5 people still use that company.
Probably. Overland Park, man who flashed an obscene gesture at an. Police officer, after getting a ticket, is getting rewarded for his behavior.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. The city of Olathe had settled a civil rights complaint filed by Scott Schaefer of Overland Park. He was ticketed in September for disorderly conduct for flipping off an officer who had given him a ticket for running a stop sign. The city of Olathe last week agreed that its insurance company would pay Schaefer $4,000 with another $1,000 for the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas and Western Missouri.
Wow.
Olathe police also must train its officers that they are required to take such verbal abuse.
Damn.
Right?
Talk about sticking one to the man.
The Kansas City Star reports that Doug Booney, legal director of the ACLU chapter, says Schaefer rejected angrily because, or reacted angrily because the traffic stop made his children cry.
Shouldn't have run the light.
Yeah, you know, they would have been crying a lot worse. They got freaking pounded. Pounded.
By Bubba.
Let's see. We got a couple more here. There's some good news stories this week. I was pretty impressed. We haven't had any 911 calls on the show in a long time because they just haven't posted any,
right,
or they just haven't been really funny. I check every week because I know we still like to hear them. But in Florida, a Bratton man was arrested after reportedly calling 911 a total of 18 times in 2 months.
9 times a month.
Matanay County deputies arrested 55-year-old on Tuesday when authorities said he called 911 three times during the third call. The suspect reportedly accused the deputy who had responded to an earlier call of making out with a prostitute who lived across the street from
him. What?
Another deputy responded to the man's home, and it was learned that he had made 15 other 911 calls since February 15th. He'd been previously warned not to call 911 for non-emergencies. The man was arrested and charged with misuse of 911. He's being held on $1,500 bail.
Like, why would you want to call 911?
Hey, are you that bored?
Like, well, yeah. Like, when you realize they didn't help you the first 17 times, like, shouldn't you gotten a clue?
Two Chinese singers have become the first people in the country to fall foul of new rules banning lip-syncing nearly 2 years after widespread criticism of miming at the Beijing Olympics opening ceremony.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, big time. The two young female singers were spotted lip-syncing during a concert in southwestern China's Chengdu City last year.
Chengdu.
The official Zhenghao news agency said on its website, no signals were received from the microphones where the show was on. It quoted an official with the local government's cultural affairs office as saying the two have been fined 50,000 yuan, which is 7,329 American.
Damn.
China's feisty internet user frequently blames famous singers of short-selling their fans by lip-syncing on stage.
That's what you pay to see a concert for.
But some have also wondered why these first fines were leveled against two almost unknown singers rather than more famous stars. Why do they choose to keep their eyes closed when it's a famous singer miming? One commenter wrote on the website of the Beijing Daily, lip-syncing, known as fake singing in Chinese, burst into the opening during 2008, the Beijing Olympics. So yeah, can you believe that? 50,000, well, 7,000 dollars. I mean, still 8,000.
That's a lot of money.
8,000.
And the reason why they don't do it to a lot of the more popular ones is because it's who you know. It's who you know in China.
Yeah, it is.
They probably know Wing and Wong and freaking Chang and Wang and He Hung Lo.
Well, we got an interesting week here in the world of rock and comedy. As you know, it's Show Bus of the Stars tomorrow. So if you're listening to the show, you're probably not on the show bus.
Yeah, probably not.
Or maybe you were on the show bus because it is delayed. But,
that's true. It could be downloading it late.
Yeah. Or if you're Anna, you don't think you're getting it at all.
Yeah.
What's going on? Hey, this blocked me from listening to it on the show.
Whatever. But anyway, we've got the show bus. We're pretty excited about this event.
Yes.
It's definitely one of the most anticipated. Everybody was like, when is it happening? Well, when the weather gets good. And lately, the last couple days here,
it's awesome.
The weather has been fantastic. So hopefully it continues that way tomorrow.
Yes, let's keep it that way.
So we got show bus. Martin Andrews is going to be up there just, you know, singing away. And we are going to be drinking on this bus. And we're drinking on the limo. And
we'll have a good time.
It's going to be fantastic.
Frankfurt's.
And we got the race coming up May 1st. We've got Desert Fest coming up in June. And then just bam, 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 just three in a row.
Woo, 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 woo.
And yeah, then the birthday coming up in July. The big event.
Birthday?
Mine.
Wait a minute, you were born?
Well, yeah, believe it or not.
Who, man?
I'm going to, you know. Oh, Kick-Ass. You got to see that movie.
So I heard it was pretty kick-ass.
It's badass, actually. It's pretty.
You know what, though? My only problem with it is, my ex-roommate, you know, Brent, and they got, and all of those people there at the game, they got, like, really into it, and, like, they went and they read, like, the novels and the comic books, and then they went and saw it, and then they want to compare it, and, like, that just takes it, like, all away from me. I'm like, because they liked it.
But you're not there in that.
I know, but because they liked it, like, I just don't want to like it.
You'll like it, dude. It is badass. It is such an amazing movie. It really.
But it's got Nicolas Cage in it.
Which is surprising, because I hate him. But he's awesome in this movie.
That's good. That's good.
It's really good, and that's why I played Superhero by Stephen Lynch at the start of today's show.
Sweet.
Because you know they want to be superheroes, and the girl, the 12-year-old girl of that movie, that's playing.
I don't like her language that she uses.
Oh, that makes it, because you're just totally surprised by it.
No, I don't like that.
You know, you don't like foul language.
No, not coming from little girls. It offends me. That I might even write a letter.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
You're so stupid. So come out to if you didn't RSVP in time for the show bus, come out to Choices, because we do have a lot going on. Got a surprise for Mike.
Nice.
Coming out there tomorrow. Also, again, we're giving away. Look at some kick-ass prizes, man! 2 passes to Disneyland.
Can't beat that.
That's over $200 value right there.
Bam.
Yes, you have to work for it. You have to, you know, sing your heart out and do the best Disney song you could possibly do in karaoke. And Mike, you are eligible.
I'm gonna do it.
You are eligible.
I've been practicing.
I expect you to do like Bare Necessities.
Yeah, either that or Under the Sea. I'm not sure which one yet. I might even do that.
You know what would be really funny? If you did Under the Sea, because Dave, who runs OMT, says he does a kick-ass rendition of Kiss the Girl.
Who's that?
That's from the same Little Mermaid.
Oh, Little Mermaid. Oh, I also like the one where the French guy is doing his song where he's, you know, it don't hurt because you're dead. He, ho, ho, ho. You know, the where he's stuffing the beanie. What's his name? Cecil? Lobster guy? Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Sebastian?
Yeah, that's his name.
Anyway, so we're going to have that kind of a contest. We're having a Beatles rock band competition.
Yep.
Yeah. There's going to be some
flip-flop
cool stuff.
Throwing competition.
Annie Benanni. This surprised me. Annie Benanni is actually giving a trip away to Valley of Fire. And the reason I asked her was I met 2 or 3 people that I hang out with who have lived in this town 20 plus years.
Never been there.
Never, and don't even have any idea what it is.
Yeah. Is it really a valley?
I'm like, you should go.
It's lovely.
So I was fascinated by the name when I first moved out here. I went and checked it out.
It's pretty badass. I liked it.
It is. So Annie Benanni's Wild West Tours has actually donated a trip to the Valley of Fire.
That's great.
So we've got some stuff. Michael Johns, of course, gave some tickets away. And, you know, we might have
Did he say he was going to give out anything that was actually useful, or...?
Yeah, but he told Randy what it was under a trance. Now we have no idea what it is.
No.
It's lost forever. So I mean, it's an exciting week. We've definitely been building up for it.
And, yes, we have.
Glenn working very hard putting the promo reel together. That's actually going to play in the bar and also on the limo bus.
Ooh, a little bit of everything.
So people can actually. You know, kind of get a feel. Like, some people are new and they don't really know what we're doing.
Well, you will now.
But they can see the video of, like, clips of Aurora Snow and Jerry Bedknob and...
other things that we've done in the past.
Yeah, the race is on there and the music video is on there.
Mm-hmm. So, some things that we've done in the future.
Yeah.
That we don't even know that we've done.
Yeah, we're like, wow. We're going to do that?
Yeah.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah. Like, we interview Walt Disney in the year 2026. Amazing.
Nice. All right, so you've got your choice. We're going to end. We've been ending with celebrity calls.
Okay.
So you've got your choice of Mr. Rogers, who calls an animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson, calling a Waffle House.
Mm.
Goldfinger, who, of course, is James Bond. James Bond calling a bill collector. Or... Alec Baldwin.
I'm going to go with Mr. Rogers.
Really?
I think so, actually.
You want that one?
I do.
Yeah? Here it is. I'm Fred Rogers. We'll see you guys on the bus.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
No, this is County Pet Adoption Center.
Can you, find the cat?
I'm sorry?
I was just making some popcorn.
Huh? You're making popcorn?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there things that make you angry?
Are there things that make me angry?
No. Did you ever hear of a musical instrument called a steel pan?
You know, this is County Animal Pet Adoption Center. So if this is a survey, I really don't have time.
Oh, thank you for telling me. Some people call it a steel drum. Well, the correct name is a steel pan.
I'm sorry?
The correct name is a steel pan.
I'm sorry?
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
Okay, well, you know, I don't have time for this conversation, sir. Ma'am, I've got a phone on the other line.
The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry, sad.
County Pet Adoption Center, can you hold, please?
No. Do you know what a pediatrician is?
Pet adoption. Hello?
Yeah,
you're going to need to
stop calling
the business.
And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole.
Okay, sir, you need to stop calling here or I'm going to have to call the authorities.
No.
Don't call back.
Well, I have her.
County Pet Adoption Center.
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Look, sir, what's your name?
This is Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, can I get your phone number?
No.
Why not?
One of them was a mother raccoon.
Sir, Mr. Rogers,
and the
I'm not going
to
listen to this.
Father raccoon.
Sir, if you continue to call back, I'm going to call the authorities.
No.
And they can trace a line and they'll come to your house. You can't call.
Thank
this is a business.
Telling me.
You can't call us back. You understand?
Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
You can't call us back. Do not call us. Goodbye.
Sure. Bye.
County Pet Adoption Center?
Yes, I'm just going to feed my
Look,
fish
Mr. Rogers, this is a government office, and we do have caller ID. If you call back here, we're going to call the police department, and they will be at your door. Do you understand?
No. No.
Do you understand, sir?
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Okay, well, do not call back or we'll call the police department and they will be at your door.
See you then.
Uh-huh, okay.
Bye.
County Pet Adoption Center, this is Ron.
Furry and Brown.
County Pet Adoption Center, this is Ron.
The water pipes under the neighborhood of Make Believe have broken.
I'm sorry?
Until they're repaired, nobody can use any water.
Is this Fred Rogers?
Yeah,
hello?
Hi.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hey,
Fred?
Yeah.
I gotta take another call. Can I get your number and I'll call you right back?
No.
What's wrong? I gotta take another call.
You see, when I was a little boy, I used to play with puppets.
Okay, can I get your number? Because I want to call you back in a minute. I gotta take this other call, though.
No.
Okay, well, then I gotta hang up.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I'm calling about the water leak, water pipe leak.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a water pipe leak there?
The water pipes under the neighborhood of Make Believe have broken.
Okay, and what is your address? I'll have get out there.
No.
Well, we can't help you, sir.
Did you see how many...
You're not going to identify yourself. We can't help you at all.
And all those people care about you.
Okay, so you want to give me your address? And we'll have someone come out and look at that water pipe.
Sure.
Okay, and what is your address?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, sir.
And I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole. It's in my pocket here.
While maybe you will feel the urge to break.
international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad and the shame would leave a permanent scar. Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record stores where you belong. Treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are.